Hey, how you doing?
Good? Really? I'll see you at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta, June 5 through 8. Very excited. That's the week my book comes out, and I couldn't ask to be at a place where I love. Then I'll be at the Nut Street Comedy Club the 27th and 28th of June. I heard they moved places. Where is Nut Street? It's like North Carolina? I hope I'm right. So Jen Kirkman is our guest today. What a ball of great energy. You feel it oozing out of her. Oozing out of her ass. What? And then next week, Paul F. Tompkins. And then the week after that, Ian Carmel and Rob Gleason. You know, the famous comedy duo of Gleason and Carmel. This week, like I said, Jen Kirkman. Then we have an after show with just like Aristotle and Young Jake and I and Robbie Kirkhoff and his new girlfriend, Rachel. What's up, Rachel? I hope I got her name right. Otherwise, that would be embarrassing. She was really cool and very nice. But I was thinking about something, and I am going to mention it. We obviously, obviously talk about Michael Sams. And you know how there's a lot of people, I think we talk about this on the show today, that say, you know, just because they don't agree with what everyone agrees about, do they have to get attacked? And what feels good, there's a lot of people, even in the media, saying, all right, freedom of speech means you just don't get put in jail. I'm glad that there's people saying that. It makes my blood pressure lower when at least they're being answered by people even in the media, like with the same attitude I feel like, stop it already. There might be people that, you know, are that way even in regular life, you know, like, oh, geez, what? Just because I say something that not everybody agrees with, they attack me. Well, we don't want to attack people unnecessarily, but a lot of times, you know, that's how we progress as a society. We have to sometimes, yeah, we have to go after those people. But again, freedom of speech means you don't go to jail. But I was thinking about something, and I was driving down the street today, and I feel like I had one of those aha moments. So the people that are saying because of the way they feel or because of the things they say, basically they're saying because who they are, who their opinion, you know, what their opinions are, which is basically who they are. So in essence, they're saying because of who I am, I'm getting attacked. So you must relate with a lot of groups of people who got it a lot worse than you. And again, not that it's a competition, but people have told you that, you know, you're not getting put in jail. You're just, people disagree with you and they adamantly, they want to defend what they feel. But again, you're basically saying because who you are, you're getting attacked. But think of other groups of people. I won't even start listing them. What's happened to them because who they are. It sounds a little like, oh, boo-hoo. You know what I mean? I'm getting attacked. When you think of other groups, you're not going to jail. You're not getting dragged behind a car. You're not getting beat up in an alley. So I'll talk about this more next week with Paul F. Tompkins because I think it's very interesting. I really do. And I'm not done talking about it. And the reason I'm not embarrassed that I'm still talking about it is because, well, you'll notice today we didn't talk about it at all, the Donald Sterling thing, because, you know, it was laid out for what it is, and I had nothing more to add. I feel everybody in the media sort of, you know, a lot of people called that for what it was, and nothing more to talk about. But the Michael Sams thing, it's just one more example of when we hit these crossroads and we have people that they're not excited about it, but they're not honest. They're not honest. And you can't get caught in the truth. You can't get caught in the truth. And I do want to talk about it because I have so much more to talk about it, more than we even talk about it today, especially that little isolated area I just talked about 30 seconds ago about because these people are complaining who they are or what they say, basically, you know, that they pay the price for that, but not the price that a lot of other people have paid. So anyway, there's that. All right. So, you good? You are? Hey, it looks like we might get voted number one podcast by the Podcasters Association again. Very excited about that. All righty. You're great. You're special. Breathe in, breathe out. It's all just dirt. You know that Johnny Cash song? Oh, my empire of dirt. Just a bunch of dirt. Does this help? Believe it or not, sometimes, you know, people go breathe in, breathe out. You're like, hey, Jesus. But sometimes it does help. Especially when I do it with you, right? In through your nose, out through your mouth. Am I right about that? So your respiratory system takes a full cycle, or it has to be, or in through your mouth, out through your nose, or in through your nose, out through your mouth? I forget. I hope I'm not telling you what to do and it's wrong. You know, they say you're not supposed to listen to TV when you go to bed. Like, shut the TV off to let your mind clear. And I tried it last night. I was going to do what I call lazy meditation. You know, because no matter what you believe, who couldn't believe that turning off all sounds and bringing a calm to yourself before you go to bed wouldn't be good? Just, you know, even if you just looked at it that simply. But so I YouTube some meditation music, and the first thing that came up was pretty peaceful. I laid in bed, and I just sort of tried to clear my head a little. I found myself drifting off once, and I said, no, clear your head. Listen to the music for about 2 minutes. Try it. They call it lazy meditation. You know, it's just, you know, try it just for 2 minutes. Download it. Lay there. You know, even if you, I saw somebody once at the gym, they, you know, they take your thumb and they go finger to finger to finger to finger, backwards, finger to finger to finger. It sort of helped a little. It felt good. And then I turned the music off and my head was clear. And then I turned the TV on and I watched some late night television. But it was still good. Try it. All right. I'm rambling. You're great. You're good. Bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
You can do it. We have a blank one.
If you don't fucking call me back right now. Hey, it's Maren. I'm the guy that can't get on the Todd Glass show. Ladies and gentlemen, from Comedy Central, Todd Glass. Hey, it's Jimmy Kimmel from Jimmy Kimmel Live. I don't know that one. Conan O'Brien says, Todd Glass.
Comedy Central presents.
Brian Regan. Blah, 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 gay agenda. Is that an opening or is that...
You know what? Edit that out.
What?
That's not my joke. Edit it in. She just
edit it in. That's all I know. That was going into Tom Langus' thing.
Hello, is Jen Kirkman on the show today?
Oh, no, she's not. She went to Italy.
Shut up. Oh, because she... Jen, oh, my God. On the way here, Jen Kirkman met a guy at the store, and she's going to go marry him. All right, listen. Oh, Jen Kirkman bought wine. Oh,
so fancy.
So fancy.
Water's not good enough.
Oh, I'm Jen Kirkman. I get wine on the way over.
Probably red wine.
Excuse me.
Afternoon drinking.
I'm Jen Kirkman. I pull over and get expensive wine on the way to the studio.
Good enough.
I'm Jen Kirkman.
Let me explain myself. Well, you tell
me. Like, you needed to. Like, please, before these guys make me out to be a ritzy spritzy, spitzy kitsy.
Well, I just don't want my fans to think I'm a drunk. But when you texted me today, is there a wine or anything
you
to drink?
You called me today.
Because you're always trying to get me drunk. And I've told you I'll come back on. I haven't been on in a while because of the way you've been hitting on me. So I feel like enough time has gone by that you should understand I'm not interested.
Today, I want you to know that I don't want you to feel uncomfortable on the show.
See?
Subliminal. Freudian, I don't want you to feel comfortable. That's why I'm staring at your pussy. Okay, so let me take a second. You know the way it is. And this is going to be... did you just wink at me?
No.
You swear to God?
I did. Okay. But not like sexy, but just like, I got you.
Well, there's no other way to wink. When someone winks at me, I know they want... When someone winks at me, I know they want to fuck, which got me into trouble when I was younger. The butcher. One time the butcher winked at me. You know how an adult will sometimes wink at a kid? Hey.
And you fucked him?
No, it's a joke.
Oh, sir. Oh. You're just like, okay, sir. You just drop your pants.
He's like, I don't want to fuck. I was just winking.
Well, that's what winking means, sir. You should get it straight. Next time, just point your finger like a gun.
That's probably a better thing to do. Someone told me a story a long time ago that, okay.
Why was your voice so high when you were younger, do you think?
I don't know.
Wait, I just want to say that you texted me, is there a wine? And I said, no.
I know.
And then I get, when someone suggests it, yeah. I can't
I'm glad
not
you brought
think about it.
It.
So then I was 20 minutes early, and I didn't want to interrupt whatever you were doing. So I went to the wine store around the corner. And
no, Jen, first of all, you look relaxed and healthy and happy.
Really?
Yeah, actually you do. But let me just say who's here today. So,
oh, sorry,
so
yeah.
No, it's okay. We're all good. It's going to be great. Robbie Kirkoff is here.
Of
the Kirkoffs. Oh, the Kirkoffs.
I'm Kirkman Kirkoff. Oh.
Hey, Jane
Kirkman. Those
Kirkoffs. Hey, please announce the wedding of Kirkman and Kirkoff. Hello. Yeah. All right, not yet. Robbie, guess what, everybody? Robbie has a girlfriend. Rachel, well, Rachel is here. She's also a comedian. Rachel, what's your last name again, nice and loud?
Friedland.
Friedland? Friedland.
Yeah.
Am I saying it right?
Right.
Are you on Twitter?
I am on.
We try to throw a little love out here. Nick is here as always. And
her Twitter handle could be like tits and boobs. And well,
no, that was taken already by my, I don't know, I have no jokes. What is your Twitter handler? Twitter handler?
Rachel_F.
You're right. Thank you. It's a good thing you're here. And then Nick, thank you. As always, you put some great pictures on Facebook. I always appreciate it. And Aristotle, he told me, we know what he said when he got here. He goes, I don't have to work tomorrow, so let's fucking do this late and go out to eat afterwards and party.
And then I come in like, I got to leave at 9. I'm sorry, Aristotle. He probably thought he was going to.
Remember last time on the show, I said, Aristotle, stop playing the drum. She's not going to fuck you. And you go, the fuck I'm not.
I don't remember a lot of my classic zingers, but as long as
Jen,
the fans
Jen, Jen,
do.
Jen, 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 Jen.
Oh, my God. I think me, Jake, that's amazing. I was just going to reach for the post-it that said that. The
one, Jen, 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 Jen,
Jen. Jen, 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 Jen.
You're scaring me.
There's a lot to go over.
Okay, I'm all right.
You're great. We are going to have so much fun, but
I hope so.
We're going to do a pre-show.
Okay.
This is the pre-show.
Should I go?
I want to keep it 20 minutes. So
KI2.
Tell me when
keep we keep it 20.
Keep it. I wish you could. I could do that, but it's too hard for me. It takes me so long to do those. Like I have to go keep K it I. Then
well,
I forget what's
here.
The K.
KI2M. Keep it 20 minutes.
Keep it 20 minutes. I know what you mean. Well, how would that be?
IKYM.
God, can you do that fast?
I guess I can. Wait, well,
TC, man, TC.
Too cool?
No, that's crazy.
Oh.
ENT, baby.
Can I just say one?
You didn't know that? You know what ENT means.
Entertainment?
No, everybody knows that.
I didn't know that. I don't hang out with... Do you hang out with a lot of young people?
HS, man.
High school?
Holy shit. Oh, my God. YSO. You're so old. No, I'm sorry. You know what that means?
IS.
IS. That's Wait. What I was going to do. I was going to flip it. The old flip. Hey, by the way, David Spade. I begged
told
David.
Me to my face that I'm not hot. What?
He did
Don't
a,
edit
he,
that out.
He did an hour. He did an hour special,
it's
which
so
I've been begging
funny.
Him to do. It is. And you know why? I've said this a million times. Sometimes, well, Spade's been doing stand-up comedy, you know, for a long
His
time.
His early special is one of my biggest influences.
Taking the hit.
Yeah.
And but sometimes when someone maybe hasn't done in a special in a while, or they're on the road, they're doing their act, but then when they do a special, there's a new generation of comedians, and it looks, you love the person, but it looks dated. You're like, oh, and you wanted it to be good even. You weren't rooting against them.
Yeah.
His doesn't. It's so, because you know what? His delivery, even though when he says he looks back at taking the hit, it seemed a little more forced, his delivery. But
oh, really? I don't think so.
I don't think so either, compared to other comedians that had their voices. Hey.
I know who you're talking about.
Well,
I'm
not,
edit that out.
Nobody specific. Okay, so here's what I want to talk about.
Wait, I wanted to say my favorite joke on his special.
Okay,
and then
go ahead.
Please play this for me.
Can I tell you something I have to tell myself? Hold on. And if I don't tell myself, I won't do it. There's no
rush.
Hurry, Todd. Let me take a deep breath. Hold on. And everybody listening, how are the listeners doing?
T-A-D-B.
I hate when I don't take time to
breathe while I tell you this. I like his joke about homeless people. When he's like, homeless people, he's like, he said something mean about them. And he's like, no, I don't mean, they're great. He goes, well, I don't know, oversell them. I mean, they're not. And he just keeps doing it. And I don't know if that's a riff or a riff he did once. I knew at one point it came out improvised, whether he did it again. And then I like that he included crowd work in it.
He said
I
that
hate
he
when people are too polished.
He said, I know why he did that joke, because one night he goes, and I like that he thinks this way. He goes, I don't want to be one of those guys, like, you know, the really homeless people. But his joke about them is funny.
It's so funny.
Even if you were homeless, you could laugh. And I have a lot of friends that are homeless.
I
they
do
rent.
Too.
They're renters. And I just call them homeless.
That is totally a person.
That's sad.
I know people who...
Oh, my God, you're homeless? No, I rent a house. That's what I mean.
That happened to me once.
When?
I was working with some people who were a little more accomplished than me at one point.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh,
it's like the opposite of a brag.
Yes.
And,
right, exactly.
It was this little, like, TV job I had for a minute, and I said... They said it was. We were trying to think of something for this couple to get in a fight about. I said, "Well, maybe they're going to think about saving money to buy a house, and what, you know, they're both spending too much money." And they go, "They already own the house. They're not renters. They're 30." I'm like, "I rent. I'm 130."
Ooh, that's not nice.
Yeah, and I was like, "Oh, I rent." And they were like, "What? Like, what happened to you?" I'm like, "I just don't want to. I mean, I don't know."
No, I agree. Don't. You got to be. People say shit like that.
And then
that
you're
sometimes.
Like, "I'm in LA, which is where the weirdos went. What's all this renting is?" Right. Anyway,
listen, I don't mean
that
to cut
boring.
You off.
Edit that whole thing out. Except put the, keep the part in where David Spade said I wasn't hot. But he said it nicely.
Listen.
But I finally talked to him. Last time I was here, you edited out stuff I said about David Spade. But I'm editing it back in to say I finally met him. And I took... No!
No,
and
no,
I
no. That's,
oh, okay.
Okay.
And I told him that I had a crush on him and thought he was cute. And he kind of did... I know the look he gave me because I know his work so well. He was like, I don't know it.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
I love you. You're great.
I'm
and
too old
I'm
for him.
So excited. Can I tell you something?
What?
Everybody here, very excited you're here. I don't say that
Does
every week.
Does he know that my pussy has acne? It looks like a teenager.
Listen. Jen, I want to get to the show.
My pussy has braces.
Jen.
I'm done. But just if he asks.
Jen.
If he asks, oh, she's just a little old for me, just Jen. Be like.
Jen.
She hasn't gone her period.
I know I'm not supposed to control the guests. I'm supposed to.
I know, I'm done.
I'm pausing great shit right now. Because I want to get the opening out of the
way.
Wait,
this is not recording?
Yes, of course it is.
Okay, I'm done.
No, I mean, what I meant was you're being so funny, and I'm like, oh, stop. Stop what? Being funny and in the moment? But yes.
All right, I'm stopping.
Okay.
Out of the moment.
Well, because I want to get to the where we get silly and we get fresh
air.
We're
getting there. We're getting there.
But I want to get over like the pre-show first.
Oh.
Okay, but I have nervous, giddy energy that you're here. So I think what it is and that I want to do this, because this is also exciting, and then we're going to take a break. We'll get fresh air, and then boom. Okay, so here we go. I actually had young Jake... write out some of my thoughts so I could say them clean and clear. If you agree with me, this will go quicker. But I do want you to weigh in. Okay, so here we go.
Todd, we go. I am not getting on a fucking scale. You know what?
Come on, I like my guests.
All right.
Hold on. We go. Here we go. Okay, I think this is... We'll start slow. We said, go the way we perceive. I said, whenever you're not knowing, always err on the side of, you know, when we perceive people to be too sensitive, we go, oh, they're too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
always, I'm going to preface what I said or clean it up a little. Always err on the side of being overly sensitive. Because when history writes itself, a lot of times the people that we thought were overly sensitive, you know what I mean? Like, don't declaw cats or don't have a dog as a pet when it comes to PETA. But guess what? I'm going to have a dog as a pet. But guess what? They're right. They're right. Somewhere down the road, declawing the cats, it's like, I get it. It's like, they're, just because I won't adhere to it doesn't mean that I can't go, they're right. So the people that sometimes perceive to be overly sensitive, a lot of times when history writes itself, we go, they weren't so overly sensitive. But only time will tell. So you have to take a stance and then hope that history puts you in a good light. I hope that, and other people hope it.
Right.
And what I meant by that, when it comes to being decent to groups of people, again, I'm repeating myself, but I thought about something today. I'm not apologizing for repeating myself, because the ignorant people repeat themselves over and 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 over again and do the same things over and over and over and over and over and over again. So why can't I every week? The people that really agree with me, that I'm preaching to the choir, they don't hear it everywhere. So if they're getting it here, maybe they're sitting in their house going, I don't give a fuck if Todd says it another 30 times.
Yeah.
It feels good. And every time he says it a little different, and it helps us all fight the fight to get thoughts in our head and go out publicly and fight the fight. So I am fucking repeating myself.
Agreed. And so, anyone could pick this up anywhere they want. So
right.
If every episode you say it, great.
So many people come up to me after the show, and I love it when they say, don't worry about it. You're okay. And I find a lot of comfort in that. So what I'm saying is, when we tend to call people, when it comes to being fair to groups of people or being sensitive, and we go, oh my God. Usually when history writes itself, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, and this is what I'm repeating, worried about offending people. You just want to make sure you offend the right people. God, I hope I get this clean. In other words, George Carlin offended people about religion. But when history writes itself, look, we always grow, and I'm sure certain things George Carlin said, if he was alive today, he'd go, oh, you know what? I evolved past that thought. But most of what George Carlin said, history writes himself. As you listen to old comedy, and so that's my point. When history writes itself, don't worry. If you offend people, that's okay. Just offend the right people.
Right.
Okay, here we go. So that's what I meant.
I have a perfect example of that really, really quick.
Go ahead. No, not really
Kirk
quick.
Cameron,
take your time.
You know, from Growing Pains? Mm-hmm. He's one of those, the crazy Christian, the apocalyptic, gay people are bad Christian. He's part of this 28-minute video. You can watch it online. And it's the Freedom of Religion group, which is implying that people, they interview all these girls on a college campus, and they're like, I was told to stop doing what I was doing by the campus police, and my freedom was shut down. But what they were doing was distributing pamphlets about anti-gay marriage or marriage equality, and they were spreading hate. And I bet since a campus, a college, is not a public space, it's a, you know, a lot of times a private university, they are allowed to shut down hate speak that might alienate some of the people.
And that's a, you're right. Yeah. I'll tell you why,
so
that's a good
offending,
point.
He's offending, I'm offending the right people when I say, yeah, you should shut people down who are spreading hate.
Right. And we can sit here now, and I'm not with no flippiness in my voice. Well, no, that'd be lying, because I'm pretty sure I'm on the right side of history.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100%, yes, I am. But my point is, only time will make it factual. What just happened with that situation you just told, will we look back in 50 years when we find out, when all the research comes in about homosexuality, and we end up finding out in 2040 that it was a disease and it should have been cured? No, it's hard to not giggle when you say that. And I'm like that you did, because but really, I'm being very sarcastic to make a point. Who the fuck knows? Maybe in 2030 we'll go, oh my God, remember when they were pretty positive that was just fine and that was part of nature?
I went to a gay wedding.
Hold on.
Oh, I hope I'm okay.
And then those people can go, ah, we were fucking right. So you make your stance and you hope that history paints you right.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, so that's my point. And I think a lot of the things, okay, here we go. Bill O'Reilly. Play that clip of Bill O'Reilly talking about Michael Sam.
Well, I have an opinion about Michael Sam. Oh,
finally, very interesting social situation here in the USA. Gay football player Michael Sam, drafted by the National Football League to play for the St. Louis Rams. Got a lot of coverage. Mr. Sam kissed his boyfriend on camera, all of that. Some pro players objected to the dog and pony show. They were immediately trashed. Talking Point says this. Let Mr. Sam play football. If he makes the Rams, great. But the gay thing, way overplayed.
Let me go first.
It's annoying.
That's his talking
point? It's annoying. Yeah, it's annoying.
And that's a memo.
Okay, let me make this. Let me say this.
It's reminiscent of a gay kid who tells their parents or friends to me. I wrote this down. That's gay. And they have the attitude of, all right, but can we never talk about it again?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can't confuse being not giving a shit that someone's gay. Yes, that's admirable. But the people that really don't give a shit, that they go, oh, my God, no, they don't give a shit. I even hate saying I don't give a shit. It looks like I have a right to judge in on someone's freedom. But that's the way you have to say it. I don't give a shit that he's gay. There's a difference between that and celebrating what Michael Sams did. And a lot of people try to hide it in that. What he's sort of saying is, I don't care. Okay, that's good. You're saying if you don't care that he's gay, God bless you. But that doesn't mean that you can't celebrate that a lot of people do have a problem with it. And the reason you can't make examples to these people, and I'm not exaggerating, I swear to you, to mm-hmm. George Carlin, I wish I could get something into their head to show them what they're like. But you can't, because any example you give them, they don't think it's a fair example. If you go to say,
yeah.
Picture if he just said that about Hank Aaron. Well, he was the first black baseball player. Is that to play baseball in the major leagues?
I'm not sure, but he's the first one that
Jackie
got...
Jackie Robinson.
I think Hank Aaron was the first one to get some kind of stat.
Okay.
But yeah, sure.
Whoever it is, our listeners know that I don't know a lot about sports. I think Jake's... Oh. Shut up!
I just undermined the whole thing.
I know, it's funny.
Okay.
it's very funny. I wish I wasn't so worried about my tough image.
You don't play sports because you're busy kicking ass. What?
Eating ice cream.
Oh.
Ew, you're sick, man. You're fucking sick.
I didn't know what
sick.
That meant, actually.
Who did you say it was?
Jackie Robinson.
It was Jackie Robinson. He doesn't want to believe that if you, and we're going to play something else to make my point here, that if you filled in the blanks, mm-hmm. that there's a difference between going, I don't give a fuck if black people play baseball. There's a difference between that and celebrating it. And he doesn't want to believe that this was a good example. I didn't run this by him, but I guarantee you he would be able to, in his head, think, no, do not compare it. If I was around when that happened, I would not be saying what I said about Michael
right.
Sam. He would. He would. Because it's saying, I know I have to be all right with it because society won't let me say what I say when I'm in my circles. But
yeah.
I don't want to fucking talk about it.
Yeah.
You part of getting it is celebrating it. Not celebrating that he's gay. You don't give a fuck. That's commendable. But there's that doesn't mean you don't want to celebrate. This is a big deal. And I love that he's not even in the gray area. Like, the gray area should be, is 2 years later enough? Should we stop talking about it then? How about a year?
Two days.
2 days, that's enough.
Yeah.
You don't get it. You know why? Because you don't get how special it is.
Yeah.
You don't get that this is fucking unbelievable.
Well, he's never suffered anything in his life.
Right.
Oh, I can't say that, but you know what I mean.
He might have never been judged.
Class and race.
You might be saying he's
a
never,
dominant class, race, and gender. So I'm having a hard time seeing what adversity he came up against besides everyday life.
The reason you stopped yourself is because you're saying you don't know, maybe he lost a child, that type of
right,
drama in your life.
I'm not someone like him who wants to stereotype his thing.
But tell me if you're saying this.
Yeah.
He's never been a victim of being judged on anything outside of his content of his character.
Yeah, I believe that would probably be true since he's got the three biggies.
He's a white and he's a male and he's straight.
And he's straight. Yeah, and I think he's from a pretty well-off family.
He's tall.
He went to Harvard. I don't know if he's tall. And he's gorgeous and I love him. But,
okay,
I do have an opinion on that. I can tell you later.
Yes, no, right now.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, too, is they manipulate. Someone watching TV could be like, yeah, you know, gee, I'm okay with the fact that he kissed, like, the whole media manipulated that kiss anyway. They acted like it was making out, and then he grabbed his balls, and then he got on his knees, and then he stuck his finger. It's like, he simply, if it was a man and woman, no one would have been like, gee, they really kissed too long, or the equivalent would be, gee, Jackie Robinson really played the race card when they kept out, you know, and he would have said something like that. All that happened was, and actually I watched the whole clip. I don't know if you've seen the whole clip of him on the phone getting the news mm-hmm. that he got drafted.
And by the way, they've already seen other players have cried.
Yeah. And what's so funny about that clip to me is I was saying, just because I'm a comedian, I have to comment on everything, as moved as I was and as happy as I was, that not only is he gay, but he's in an interracial relationship. And I was just loving all those angry people at home that maybe are going to have to change their mind soon. But. And all the kids at home that were sitting there with parents who hate gays going, oh, my God, I know I'll be okay when I get in the real world. But as a comedian, I was sitting there going, if I didn't know what this video was and he was on the phone hunched over crying for what seemed like 10 minutes. I'd be like, he just got a call that his dad died. Like, grief and happiness look so similar, which I thought was kind of funny. Now, cut to that. He kissed his boyfriend for 2 seconds. That was it. And then they paused it on the screen, and that became the picture that went right all over Twitter.
And by the way, but I still have to interject here real quick.
It would
quick
be fine if they did make right out for an hour. But
most people that understand how special this is, yes, does the media look? That's a given. We go into it. The media tends to take whatever things are and make them even bigger than they are.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it, I don't think, in a bad way.
No.
I have to defend them. I think they were just commenting on that. Hey, look, when they do something that's bad, put the magnifying glass on it, and I'll talk about it. But in this case, that is special. And you know what?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
If you didn't get the chills.
I mean, it was passed around, and some people looked at it bad. Yeah.
Right. If you didn't get the chills, I have a funny way of saying something here. Hold on. Well, Michael Sam, Bill O'Reilly, he's saying it's all right. If you didn't get the chills when you saw that, of how special that was, you're not a bad person. But I think you should want to go, why didn't I get the chills?
Yeah, you should be like,
you're going,
wait,
should I have gotten the chills? You're not a bad person. I know there's decent people that listen to this show. My goal is never to make egregiously ignorant people. I think it's admirable when we can take people that are just horrible, you know, a lot of hate, and they evolve, and you hear about people that were in the Ku Klux Klan, and then they write a book, how they realize, and from their heart, not just because they got caught. But my thing is to take people that are pretty fucking smart but are caught up on some shit. And I think there are those people with this. They're like, you know, Eric, who used to work on the podcast, Eric Olson, said his mom did they have to kiss? He goes, but as soon as I said, Mom, if a guy kissed a girl, what you just said.
Yeah.
He goes, well, oh, Mom, this sounds like it's more your problem than his.
That's great.
And
those little talking points Bill O'Reilly says, like, hey, did they take it too far, whatever, it just sounds rational to some people because he does the, hey, a little bit of this and a little, I got a little criticism here. And so the average person who's not thinking will start repeating what he says. Well, I think it went too far. And it's just like this.
Well, he didn't say it went too far. He tried to sell it. He tried to sell it as, all right, who cares?
Yeah.
And that, no, you're not, you don't, we, again, I'm going
to
repeat.
It's still too new of a thing that we do need to celebrate it
every
time. And we need to do it when it happens in baseball and soccer and
you
whatever.
And you can't give examples because they don't think the examples are good. Because if they did, they'd be nauseated at the way they would have acted when the first black baseball player. They don't want to believe. Who wants to believe that the way they act today is a crystal clear, dead on example of how you would have acted back then? Of course you don't. By the way, I sort of like that you fight the fight. You go, no, that's a horrible example. That example, that's the way you would have been back then. It's not a clear-cut example across the board. There's differences, but there's enough the same that if you're not relishing in this, going, and by the way, did they have to kiss? I don't know. You know, if you know.
Did you have to ask that? Why are you so hung up on it? Like, is
well, in all fairness, he didn't ask. He's just saying.
No, but it's whoever is asking. Wait, okay. I want to say one thing. No, it's also what people don't realize is sports is a multi-billion dollar business. It's as profitable as war. It's up there with the big, big, big most corporate things in America. It keeps the country going for better or for worse. So he has to say. I'm not going to speak to Bill O'Reilly. I don't know what's in his heart. But most people, even on the most conservative network, have to at this point say, if he plays football and he's gay, who cares? Because that's still big money they're talking about. So that's why they slip in their real opinion about
his behavior. I love
you.
I love you because I just realized something.
What? We're never going to go against big business.
Yeah,
of course you're going to be
like. He knows. The people now know what they can say. You can't get away with certain shit. And where's – if he's saying that one day is enough, comb through – I know what Bill O'Reilly is like when he gets upset. And you know what bothers me about this the most? Don't be a fucking little goddamn coward. You coward. Don't try to dress your fucking hatred up like that comment we said as some sort of freedom, you little coward. Be a coward.
Yeah.
Because you're not – if you're trying to act like you're all right with it, send me the footage in of where you did really soak it in what you just saw. Where is it, Bill? Where is it? So if you're saying that, no, I get the magnitude of how this is really cool. Just on the loan on how many kids watch that, like you said, and they breathe easier watching, hey, especially a football player.
Oh my
That's
God,
fucking
yeah.
cool, a big fucking guy. But where is it, Bill? So you're saying you're all right with it. All right with it? That's
Ooh,
your stance,
you.
All right? Where's the footage of you? And even if you think one day is enough, to talk about the magnitude of how great this is. Okay, well, where's the footage? Where's the clip of that day when you sat there? I know what it's like when you're passionate, Bill. I've seen you be passionate. Where's the passionate footage of you talking about, holy shit, that was cool, and how brave it was for this fucking guy to do that?
And also, I want to say one thing. His segment is called Talking Points. So when he goes, Talking Points says, that's supposed to mean now it's time for my opinion. But before he gave his opinion, he gave an opinion in his editorializing way of describing it. Like, they kissed and some people reacted on Twitter and they were trashed for it. Yeah, because they said horrific things, like horrible. They said violent things, like they were nauseated.
Do you know what I'd like to see put to rest? And I saw someone, whenever someone on TV, by the way, always, and we'll probably end off this before we take a break and we start the show. So many people said good things. Sometimes you go right for the negative and you forget to celebrate. There's so many people that agree with us.
Yes.
And that's to be celebrated too. But it also, it angers you to also want to, you know, talk about the other side of this. That I think a lot of times, it's again, the same thing. It's hard to give examples to people because they can't believe that your examples are dead on, because otherwise they'd be nauseated with their behavior. It's very hard for whatever group it is that's being hateful towards another group, whether it's women that are homophobic, I've said this before, or gay people that are racist. Oh, that fucking, you know, whatever group it is. It's really hard for the sector of black people that don't want this to be compared to their plight. And very important to point out, there's a shit ton of black people that go compare away.
Right.
But for the ones that don't, it's very hard for you to realize that the people that are grossed out by that kiss were just as grossed out. I don't know how vivid I should get to make my point here, but my instincts are to say it the way I would say it off the podcast, not in my head, but the mind of a racist fuck. To see a fucking black fuck kiss a white woman, it made them barf just as bad. It made them just as sick. And you don't want to believe that. So when you think you're sickened by that, know that those same people a lot were sickened by a black person. And still, I always say back when it used to. There's still people today. Yeah. I always make the mistake.
And it wasn't too long ago that it was illegal to marry interracially. I mean, in the 60s.
They don't want to believe that that's the same. They get angry to hear it. If you played this for a person that I'm addressing, they would get, their insides would start to boil like mine are, because they stop comparing it. They would fucking hate it. Well, guess what? It's not open for debate. When people that are hateful watch a black guy kiss a white girl, it makes them just as sick as it made you to see to that. Okay? You know that. Because it's not open for debate.
No, and even if it's 10% comparable, who cares? You know what I mean? It's wrong.
Yeah, it's seeing two people kiss that you're not used to seeing kiss.
It's like when I see two ugly people kiss. I'm horrified, and I say, do I have to see this? No, because I'm serious.
When my dad died,
that's a big issue for me.
I sort of, that's one of the things you listen to later, and you go, Jen said something so funny, and
I am funny. No, tell me about your dad. I was in a great mood.
How dare.
Jen.
Okay.
Did someone kiss him? Don't judge me for kissing a corpse. Wait, you can't use that argument here. Oh, yeah?
I picked the word.
I bet you hate watching blacks and whites kiss. Well, watch this. No.
You listen up. What? Jake, have a little respect. Just because he laughs. When my dad died about 2 years later or 3 years later, my mom started to date. And you know what? That was hard for me. That was hard for
so
me to see.
You see her kiss someone and you're like, ooh.
Not kiss, but even be affectionate, or even hold hands. But you know the difference? So it's like I can get into the mindset. I've said this before. That I can get into your mind. You're watching somebody kiss somebody or show affection towards someone. You're not used to it. I get it. My stomach got. But guess what? Here's the difference. And am I complimenting myself? You fucking bet I am. I'll grow. I'm not going to stifle my mom. I'll fucking do the growing. I'm not going to be an asshole and go, oh, it's weirding me out to see something I've never seen.
Right.
So what, Mom? What do you want me to do? To my mom would say to me, "Beep, just don't ever find someone you love the rest of your life so I don't have to grow." Yeah, fucking gross pig. And not the pig that nature put here, the pig of gluttony.
Yeah, I love it. Get a national anthem going. Oh, America. Oh. To be fair, your mom should not have 69 in front of you.
Oh, Jesus.
You didn't even hear that.
What did you say?
I said, to be fair, your mom should not have 69 in front of you. You weren't ready.
Now you can play that. Ho, 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 ho.
You pigs. Oink, oink. You fucking pigs.
All right, fade it out. One more thing, and then we take a break. You know, Louis C.K. said, when you see a black person with gray hair, and now look, there's probably an exception here because now you could see a black person with gray hair that might have not lived through some of the things he's implying, but I get the message.
I know his thing. I've seen some racism.
I never thought about that, and that's a good way.
It's a beautiful simplistic way to say
to go.
You're looking at someone who has seen the civil rights struggle. So it couldn't have been that long ago if this person's still alive in front of you.
Right. And now when you see that person at Starbucks, God, you can melt a little and your heart can go out. I never thought about it that way until he said that.
Yeah.
And I think that's the reason why people, if you the reason we hold on to words and the reason we don't understand why that kiss is such a big deal. Look, I will pull the what I call the Marc Maron card. I might never be able to show public affection to somebody. Look, I don't want to write it off, but I probably never will. And I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm happy. But I might never be able to show public affection. It's the fact that I'm pondering it is enough, right?
Okay.
So you're not a bad person if you watch that and you didn't give you the chills, like I said. But and again, I want to say this from a calm place because you don't yell people into decency, but I guess it's so hard sometimes. I know, but it's hard. That now rethink it and be able to go, oh, that's really special. And the reason we don't is because we don't know the path, not because you're a bad person. Not because you're a bad person, because you have headsets on right now, and this might apply to someone that listens to the show. But you don't see the path where it leads back to the pain. You don't see why the path leads back to the pain, like with calling somebody gay or calling the word Jew me down or all those words. You don't see the path. Not you're a bad person. You don't see the path where it directly links to someone's pain. And you don't see that why that kissing is so special, because you take for granted that you can peck somebody. Peck, that's the word. Use the word peck and underline it 100 times.
Yeah.
That we're making that, by the way, I'm not having a problem in this case that they showed the peck over and over and over and over and over again, because you know what? For the people that knew how special it was, it gave them chills of over and over and over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
But for the people that saw the peck over and over and over and over again, the peck, a peck, a peck, a peck,
yeah,
a peck, a fucking peck. Boom.
Yeah.
And it's got people, because you don't see. Oh, by the way, hold on. I don't like to yell. I'm not talking about the people that said that it was gross. That's a different group. I don't address them. I don't think they listen to the show. But I'm talking about the people that didn't get grossed out by it but didn't realize, oh, yeah. You know, if you had paramedics running towards your house to save somebody, you want to hope that they're running with diligence. If you saw the pain that not being able to show public affection causes a lot of people.
Yeah.
Then you'd understand the diligence of them that happening. That he could have said, he could have been one of these guys, the first gay football player, but go, I don't want to do it. I don't want to. But guess what? He went, no, I'm fucking plowing forward like a motherfucker. And, you know, I don't even know how I feel about football. I don't even think they should have football, maybe. You know,
I know. That's my whole other issue.
So
funny. I'm like, I don't even think football's a good thing.
I still get off on that for the people. It's so wrong. It's so everything I don't believe in. But guess what? I always say you don't get to be the spiritual person of someone like Dalai Lama or you know what I mean? Someone that until you emit some of the other rage that's in you. And so this is probably not right, but I get off on thinking all the people that think, oh, he kissed another guy. Uh-huh. Wait till he's plowing past those people in the football field. Because let me tell you something.
Oh,
you need the physical muscle, obviously, to fucking do what he does. I get it. In that sense, the gay thing is second. The gay thing has nothing to do with it. You play the game or you can't. But you take some of that repression
Yeah.
And wait till he is fucking mowing you down like a motherfucker.
Oh, I know. I think about that. Or even if it's not the players that are homophobic, but the people watching that hate him just because he's on the opposing team.
Yeah.
Secretly really also hate him because he's gay. And just that he plays better than your guys.
And then he's going to plow past the weaker gay guy. Boom! Just plows him down on the field.
Oh,
and let me tell you something.
That's how I feel about being a lady. When people don't think I'm funny, I'm like, wait till I get on stage, you motherfucker. And I just make you look like a stupid ass. That's how I thought about doing your show. But no, I was going to make a joke and then I didn't, But no, but it's that same feeling and it's such a, I think it's healthy. It's okay
it's
to
okay.
get a little mad. You don't have to, you're saying it on an entertainment radio show. You're not going door to door going, hey, you fuck, did you see that gay guy plow past that guy? You're not on the team screaming in someone's, it's okay to say it here. These are feelings.
And I will say this in closing. To what Jen said. Celebrate it.
I am.
I gotta pee.
I hear they're changing the national anthem to Home of the Gay. I think that is too far.
I listen, Jen. You got a lot of nerve coming on my show. In closing, I was saying that if I was the coach of a team, and I'm not, and some people that know sports more than me, but I, you know what? Why the fuck do I preface? I think what I'm saying is right.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say if I was a coach to that team. Now, I always go one way. You think I'm going one way, but then I make a sharp right.
Okay.
Okay, so let me just get to the sharp right real quick.
Can you get reverb as the coach?
I would No.
Okay.
I would say as long as you show him decency on the team when he's here. You might not be all right with it at your house, but when you get to this game, this is what I would say to my team. When you get here today, when you get to the field every day, and you show him respect, I can't ask whatever you do in the privacy of your own home. I can't ask you to do it differently. But as long as you show him decency on this field, that's all I ask for. But I will tell you this.
Oh, I love it.
If in your private, you get the magnitude of how courageous what he did with, and not only do you respect that he's got to know the game, but in the privacy of your own home, you get, not only do you have someone on your team, number one, the most fucking important thing, he can play fucking football. That's all that fucking matters. But you get B. You've got a courageous motherfucker on your team, and if you respect that, you do, and you get it. Hey, I already said, all you got to do is show him respect on the field. But if you also do what I'll never know you do or don't do in the privacy of your own home, we're going to fucking win a Super Bowl. You fucking better fucking believe we will. And if you think privately you cannot respect what he did and I'll never know it, you are right. But you will be the weakest link on this team.
Oh, my God.
That's right, everybody. Come on.
That's beautiful. That shows. I want to watch football now.
That's right.
It is. He is more courageous than any of them because he had to be different and announce it. What, did any of them have to announce? At 16, I had my first sexual feelings about a woman. Oh, coach, America, I need to make an announcement. Yeah. I had sex today with a woman. Like, you don't have to announce your preference.
And you're right.
He's black on top of it.
And the way I said it was the way people try to wiggle out it. I obviously said it like I know. Yeah, you got to fucking play football. That's the first. But someone else would go, oh, who cares about that play? I get it. You got to play fucking football. I said it right. You got to fucking play the game.
And then now let me give you my opinion about
that. Now let me tell you something else. Tell you something else.
I wish you were the coach.
We'll take a break. We're going to be right back. Oh, say, can you see? With Jen Kirkman, the mood lighting. Did we just change the lighting?
Oh, I felt
God, I'm
it
losing
too.
My mind.
Oh, you know what? One of the candles blew out.
Oh,
you're not.
Fuck.
You're gaining your senses.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Pull down your pants.
They're already down.
Oh. Oh, by the way, one other person. We'll talk about it in the opening of the show.
Oh.
No, it was about. I lazily, when I talk about comedians, I always say he.
Oh, no.
And you know what somebody said? They wrote me an email really nice. I went, no. That's okay. I don't have to just involve in monumental ways. It's like I said, if you go skiing and someone teaches you a little trick, you don't go, will it change my skiing drastically and make me. No, if it gives you a little bit of. I want to evolve socially.
So say she sometimes.
So how about you? What's the generic? I bet there's a generic way. Like people go with when people look to not be evolved. My go-to is always, what are we going to call it? Are we going to call it a male person? A male person? What are we going to call it? A male person? Now we can't call it a male man. Male carrier. Now fucking drop dead, you fucking unevolved fuck.
Comedian. But you might go, oh, so comedian. Let's say she's on stage. You just say that sometimes, and sometimes you say he.
Or you just go they.
Yeah, they.
You know, and words like that to take out of vocabulary. We were talking about that, like words. Like I want to. Oh, okay. I will talk about this because then I don't have to do it in the opening, and then we will take a break. But
yes.
The answer to that question was absolutely. I'm not one of those people when you write me an email that goes. Pfft, I'm like, oh, I probably lazily say that. And the people that ask you to change it, they don't ask you to change it overnight. You put it in your head that you want to change it, and it's a slow process. You get it out of vocabulary. And the other one was, I want to put this out there and then do some research on it. Some people say, what about words like idiot, dumb, crazy, nuts, lame, and insane?
Mm.
Now, I'm not positive. By the way, if I have to grow again, not only do I not mind it, just like people want to be great, I want to get the piano and learn. I want to be, like some people want to be great skiers or great piano players mm-hmm. or great comedians or great teachers. I want to be socially great. Is that wrong to say? So when you send me an email like this, and by the way, I'm not making fun of the person. They didn't send it in a bad way. I'm like, bring it on. But there is a but, and by the way, I might be wrong. I think the difference is that the reason we kept changing these words is because people kept saying idiot when idiot was referencing somebody that was, you know what I mean? Like that was a clinical term.
Oh, it was?
I think, yeah, all these words were clinical. So I'll do a little research on this. And by the way,
oh, okay, so now we just use them as slang, but they're...
They're just like retarded.
Yeah.
We, you know, but I don't.
It's so far from when it used to be a clinical word that...
I think the
but
difference...
But lame would be the closest one to like, oh, I guess that is really still in play as a word.
Well, yeah, because dumb, I don't like to use the word dumb anyway, even if it didn't reference. My mom would always say, don't call people dumb. But I know what you mean. When I'm mad at a comedy club, I go, what are they, idiots?
Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to...
But you know what? I have a feeling, and by the way, I want to underline this more than I've ever underlined it something that I've said before, because I don't want to sound like one of those people, oh, the words that Todd wants to hold on to, we will.
Right.
Nope, I won't. But I have a feeling since these words are not words we use to reference those people anymore... That I'll, you know what?
Yeah,
I'll
well,
leave it right there. I'll
yeah.
do the homework.
Do the research.
You know, somebody knows the answer. There's somebody that's like, you know what I mean? Like the whatever, some professor somewhere who's, you know, who'll, you know
like
what I mean? I know that's a weird.
Yeah,
to be able to go, well, and guess what? That'll be fine. Okay, let's, how long was that?
Shit.
40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Jesus.
You are
Christ.
Really on top of your
I know.
Numbers.
All right, so let's take a breath, get some fresh air.
Do an archive song?
You want to do an archive song? All right, let's hear it, and then we'll take a break. By the way, everybody, I'm so glad you're with us.
JenKirkman.com.
JenKirkman.com. Like I said, play the message, if you don't mind.
I can't wait to tell
you. He was so excited.
After the break about your book. A message I left you?
No. Jake was so excited that you were on the show. He left me a message. He was screaming and crying.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Todd. This is Jake calling.
Hey,
I'm just really looking forward to the show this week because you know how big of a fan I am of Jen Kirkman.
He was literally started to cry and
oh
scream. Okay, listen. So then, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about...
He's like his head is down right now. He's so
he starts just screaming into the air. He's just screaming, oh my God, oh my God, my life's never going to be the same.
Oh my God.
Okay, so listen.
I don't like compliments. You know, I'm
I know.
Embarrassed.
Then
I'm
he
so
starts talking about Rice Aroni. Here, swear to God, Rice Aroni and your pussy. I don't know what the fuck he's talking
what?
About.
What?
Can I please bring Rice Aroni so I can put it on her pussy? Please. I love Rice Aroni and Jen Kirkman. And then we can combine the two. Oh, my God.
I hate to laugh because I feel like I'm laughing at him.
We'll be back. Give me something from the archives. I love that Jake cares about you that much.
But I write jingles for the Todd Glass Show. All these jingles you have to know. Todd really loves them for his show. He loves jingy, jingy, jingles. He loves them oh so much. I can't believe it. I do this for a living. It's not great, but I wait. I don't get paid. How do I make a living if I don't get paid from writing all these songs? Well, I guess it's just a thing. One of those friendly things, and I write jingles for the Todd Glass Show. Hey, Carvin. Carvin still provides all the audio
for the Todd Glass Show and his new Echo. Yeah, 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 loves his Echo.
And then I remember to relax and stop trying to hold on to it. And then it flows through me like rain. And I can't feel anything but gratitude for every single moment of my stupid little life. You have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sure. But don't worry. You will someday.
Why does that, you know, I always ask, what does that mean? People go, it means whatever you want it to mean. But I go, I know, but I don't want to know what it really means.
It means, so doesn't it mean to just, he's dead when he thinks that, right? Is he? American Beauty?
Yeah. Oh, that's from American Beauty?
Yeah, because he says, you'll know what I mean, meaning when you die, you'll look back at your life. But that's what you try to do, get that wisdom before you're dead.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's what I kind of love about that, your stupid little life. If you have a sense of humor about that you're not unique, there's like seven problems that you can have, then you know, it's a beautiful thing.
So it's like we were saying, it's like if you're going to just say cliches, it doesn't do any good. But if you can figure out a way to take a cliche that someone's known for their whole life and fucking pound it in and they go... And lately I'm having those moments, which I'm proud of myself. Mm-hmm. Hey, I also have moments where I'm nauseated by myself. Like I'm upset in traffic and I go, people, you know this, and I get upset. But a lot of times I'm getting better at going, just like the fucking sun. Like shut the – like that's unbelievable, you know, to be able to
– Well, I do a lot of – I don't like to talk about this stuff because people get on the internet. You know, people go, what about starving children? Oh, shut up. But I do a lot of Buddhist stuff, but it's not a religion. It's, you know, mindfulness.
Wait, why is starving children in the way of your Buddha beliefs?
I'll tell you in 1 second what happened. But there's this guy I listen to, Jack Kornfield, who I love. He's a psychologist, also a Buddhist. But in his stuff, he just says things like, so when you're when people go, I can't meditate, I can never shut my mind off. Literally no person on earth has ever shut their mind off, except supposedly the Buddha. So who knows? So it's not about shutting your mind off. It's about practicing noticing all the crazy thoughts that come in your head so that it's a reflex so that during the day you can go, ah, I'm angry, I'm planning, I'm noticing, I'm lamenting. So when you're meditating, if you start thinking about all you have to do that day, you just say, ah, planning. If you're heartbroken. So one time I was on a plane and I was feeling very heartbroken. This terrible thing had happened. I lost a friend of mine, like not to death, but to not being friends. And I was looking out the window at the plane. It was just coming in for a landing where you can kind of see rooftops. And I thought, there's no fucking way statistically that not one person is sitting in one of those houses right now also heartbroken. And I'm thinking of them. And what if they found out that someone on a plane that they can probably hear flying over was thinking of them and wishing them well because they're heartbroken too. And it's okay. We're just heartbroken. And that's all that it is. I don't stop feeling heartbroken, but I just say, it's okay. And then that calms you. So you're feeling a certain way, but you're not reacting to your feelings. So you are never going to conquer feeling horrible or angry in traffic, but as long as you don't react to them, you've conquered it. That's it. That's life. That's the lesson you would learn in death.
Hold on. No, I want to soak it in before I just start talking, so hold on. You know, play this, because I always feel like this calms me. I don't know why. Thank you. I like that, what you just said, because it, and I think, well, when you say there's no, what it can do sometimes when you are in those moments of stress, you just say these things and sometimes it'll get you out of it. Like, even things around my house that I want to do, I think of that Johnny Cash song. It's just dirt. What are you fucking worried about? You're organized dirt. You got your dirt organized enough. Luckily, you have a house and there's walls and because your white molding around your bathroom door isn't as glazed and shiny as you'd like. Who gives a fuck? And I can't, and I'm pretty surprised. Jen?
Yeah. I look good in the candlelight.
Listen, you look good in the candlelight.
Oh, I will just say really quickly. So I retweeted something from this thing I follow on Twitter called Zen Quotes. And something was, it was just about that kind of thing. Like, if you hold on, you know, the suffering in your mind is how much you're holding on to something. Now, obviously, we don't mean real suffering. Your parent dies, you know, whatever, you're starving. But, like, the suffering of the everyday thing, the being neurotic.
But I'm going to interject here real quick.
And someone, what about the starving children? Tell them that. I go, first of all, it's our job to help the starving children. Nobody ever said they would love to have consciousness and be thinking of meditation. Once they get enough food in them and they move to America, that they'll be thinking about the same thing. We have the luxury to analyze our thoughts and to try to calm ourselves. So it's a good thing. I can only help the starving children if I'm not in my own head.
And also,
our job's to help them. There's no God up there helping them.
That's not in disrespect to starving children. Matter of fact, I always say, because what we're talking about is appreciation, basically. And what could show somebody that really has the struggles, the respect that their struggles deserve by you not blowing yours out of proportion?
That's a great point.
So it's not.
And what's that guy doing on Twitter to help starving children? Just pointing out that
some people just, they just, like, everyone has their plight. It's like when people go, you know, when dogs are people's plight. To, you know, that's what they've made their life. Oh, I'm sorry. I go for children first, really. But you know, the sad thing is, most people that say that your plight. You know, all right, that's good. You help the dogs. But, you know, I say kids first. I bet nine times out of ten that they're not doing either.
Nothing.
Because the person that really helps children gets what I'm saying. That No, don't spit on their plight. I help. You know what I mean when I say help children? Maybe you've made a life cause to have, like, charity work and all that.
Right.
The person that does that for children, I guarantee you they're the people that are saying exactly what I'm saying. It's just the person trying to start shit that goes, You're the SPCA are helping that. I don't know. To me, I got to take care of kids first. Well, guess what? That's not the fire burning inside of this person. And by the way, when we take care of animals and we don't torture them, we take care of children too.
Exactly. Set an example. And also, a lot of people, like soldiers that come back from war, they use dogs for therapy and all that kind of stuff. So you're actually helping children because someday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Play this broad on.
Children and
what's your opening?
Of lyrics?
I think it's all about you.
Oh, Jingle Joe really does.
Lyricist Joe.
Oh, Lyricist Joe.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the wait. Waiting all the way till Friday. It's gonna be sizzling right here today.
It's a word from you.
You see, it's gonna get steamy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Oh, yeah.
It's watching Kirkman.
I could guess, is on the Todd Glass Show.
Jim Kirkman's on the Todd Glass Show.
How did I know?
Oh, she's back,
Kirkman's
everybody.
On the Todd Glass Show.
I think it could be bigger.
He's a real. That song, Easy, I sang on my podcast a few weeks ago.
He knows. He knows.
And Sizzling, is that from my mom's text?
Yes.
He's like intricate.
I know.
He's
lyricist
amazing.
Joe. Let me tell you something. Without him, I'm not doing the show because I'd be bored. I live for the jingles.
And you don't, and he won't take money for it, and he just sends them in.
Well, he's like, Todd, I didn't say I wouldn't. You have to edit that out.
Wait,
I do not need lyricist Joe.
Do you tell him what
ideas.
To make each week, or he just does it on his own?
Let me tell you something. I'm not joking around. I really do get excited to hear them. And yes, would I do the show without them? Yes, obviously. But of course, I'm so excited to get them, and it's fun. And you know what? It's fun to be able to play them for the guests. So, lyricist Joe, go fuck yourself. Hey, I'm going to take a deep breath.
Oh,
Jen, I want to play you. I want to play you in even bigger.
You want to play me in even bigger?
Yeah,
what?
Like I really want to go.
Oh, play
big.
Me in even
yes.
bigger.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have some reverb, please?
What should I do?
And go nuts. We're just going to just sit there and bask in the glory. Okay. The audience knows what's happening. But there's some new equipment around here. All I ask you to do is, while we do it for you, while it unfolds in front of you, will you verbally, because I always get nervous if I have to get up to do something, will you verbally talk the audience through what you're going through?
Only if it's verbally.
What else would there be?
I don't know.
I know. I know. I keep saying
wait,
verbally.
Wait, now, I wasn't listening because I was doing something with my shoulders. so
yeah, you were flirting with me. Seriously.
I was thinking,
what would
about
you do if someone offered you $500,000 to have sex with me?
I would do it.
Would you try to talk me into it?
Oh, I thought you would just naturally be up for it. That's how conceited I am. I'm like, of course I'd do it.
What I if I say, said, Todd, but I want $450,000 of it? Well, I know you'd like it. I wouldn't. Why should you get more than me?
I'll give you $50,000, and every time we go to dinner, I'll pay. But we're not going to dinner that much.
Wait, we're getting $500,000, and you're giving me $50,000.
Mm-hmm,
did 10%. You hear what I just said? It's harder for me.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because
you can get as drunk and high as you want.
That's still not going to help me. Believe me, I've done that my whole life.
Oh, okay. But
what did you think I did when I was 21? I met girls, I'd start drinking and drinking and drinking. Then I'd start grabbing her tits until she left me alone. She goes, "This guy's a weird, drunk, aggressive piece of shit." And I go, "Oh, I thought it would never work." By the way, that's a little true what I just said.
I read your book, by the way. But yeah. I'm coming back to your book. I want to say this about the $500,000. Here's the thing, Todd. You would like it because I know that you don't like it, so I would be like, what's your favorite TV show? I'm going to put that. I'm like, you're in hospice.
Oh.
I treat you like you're in hospice.
Situation. Available for pre-order on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, that's nice. We're, by the way, number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
Your book?
Todd Glass Situation. Voted number one by the Book Club Association of America.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. It's not even out yet, and you already are number one. Like, Todd, get ready. Your life will never be the same.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, reverb, please.
Wait, I want to tell you what I'd do if I fucked you, because I know that you wouldn't like it. I would say, what's your favorite TV show? And I'd get you a Craftmatic adjustable bed so you could sit up watching it. So you don't even have to do any effort.
It would be embarrassing.
No, it wouldn't. Be so funny. You're sitting up in your Craftmatic watching your favorite TV show. So, you know, all you have to do is sit there hard. And you can look at pictures of your favorite people or whatever. And then I will sit on top of you, feed you pudding while this is going on, and then
comedically
tell you,
I get
and
it.
Then I'll tell you George Carlin bits.
Oh,
and then maybe some Brian Regan bits.
Oh wait,
and then
hold
it'll
on.
Be over in like two. It'll be over in like 30 seconds, because here's the scam: they never told us how long we had to do it for, and then we're done. Oh. And then I give you $50,000. So okay. Really, it's good
to George
better
Carlin.
For you
do you
than
want
me? Because money corrupts.
Shut up. Do you want to know my George Carlin reaction to that, or just the comedic reaction?
George, both. I would like both.
Start with the
George Carlin reaction. Well, the serious.
To George Carlin, there's no way that could happen, because I would. It's just the whole thing would be. Let me tell you something. Having sex is so embarrassing.
I can't even imagine doing that with
yes.
you. Like, what?
You, and by the way, if there's no, forget about
my
it.
My friend, I would be. I don't want to see my friend like pooping. Well, okay. It's like pooping. I don't want to see my friend pooping.
But listen, forget about it. Forget about. Let's say we weren't even we weren't even friends. It's just that I'm.
Oh right, that you're not into.
Shh. Everyone knows. Okay, listen. So, but that's what it was like for me. It was like, I remember thinking, just, you know how much fucking easier this will make your life. You know, so I'd be like thinking about it. By the way, I don't have to preface this, but I did everything I said before about drinking. I wouldn't grab their breasts in case there's a new listener.
Right.
But anyway, I would think, just fucking do it. But you can. It's so your sexual appetite is so large. It makes you it's so overcoming. It makes you go do this. So personal, intimate. If there's not a drive behind it, it's just fucking the worst.
Yeah, it's
the most
weird.
I did was put my hand on a girl's knee once. I swear to God, my friend Jimmy, he
that's
was,
what Todd calls a pussy.
What, my hand on her knee?
They're called knees pussies. Oh. You're so confused.
Yeah, I put my penis in her knee. So my friend goes, okay, come on, Todd, you got to help me out here. You know, my friend of mine, Jimmy, and I go. All right, so she had a baby. This girl, she had a baby already. I thought well, that's the only reason I tried so hard and got as far as I did. I said, I got the baby already. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I got a kid. I mean, in case, I don't know what I was thinking it through. Like, I couldn't have sex, but at least I had the kid.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, so we were sitting in the driveway, and my friend Jimmy was in, outside on the patio. And then I just said, just fucking do it. And I reached over, and I took my hand. I think I had to take my other hand and lift it up. And then put it on her knee.
Oh, wow.
And then I took it right off, and that was all the most I ever did.
That's not true.
To George Carlin, that's the truth.
That's the most you've ever done with her?
Yeah, I'm saying nothing.
Except one time a girl blew me, but I acted like I was sleeping.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's different. Okay, that's different. That's
you
different.
Never kissed
and
a girl?
I don't tell vile stories like that. That's a true story. One time in Arizona, I acted like I was sleeping out by the pool, and a girl did that to me. It's not like I'm like, hey, one time a girl blew me. No. I mean, I was fucking.
Hey, I'm gay, but I'm not stupid. If a girl's gonna blow me,
hey, if a girl's gonna blow me, she's gonna fucking blow me. Oh, hey. Wait, what's the matter?
I want to say, so I read your book, The Todd Glass Situation. Not a big deal. I have connections at Simon & Schuster. I'm also a published author.
The Todd Glass Situation, Simon & Schuster.
You know how many books?
I read it in like...
Not now, Jake. Oh,
and
God,
I want to say
so
this.
So disrespectful.
I read it on this weekend. I was on the road. I was crying. I was feeling so much love for you more than I already have. And I was reading it as a stranger, too. Just those funny stories of I didn't know you were into, you know, lawn decorating. And I was like, oh,
I want to landscaping.
Landscaping.
Oh, my God. Everyone tries to. I know what they do. They try to feminine it up a little.
Oh, no. You know what's
I
so
never
funny?
Said land decorating. How do you take the coolest thing like landscaping with boulders and bulldozers? I'm fucking shit. You know, I'm not dealing with flowers here. And you go, I'm like you, Todd.
Decorating.
I love lawn decorating. What do you think I'm doing? Lawn decorating.
Like, you know what's funny?
Fucking putting tablecloths.
I don't think decorating is a feminine.
I know.
Oh,
but
no,
I
turn
but
it,
I do.
I turn it around like,
sure.
You're the sexist. No, but I, because my dad's a greenskeeper, so I grew up on a golf course where.
Whoa!
Oh!
Probably total. Made a lot of birdies.
Total opposite of like the
total
person keeping.
Oh.
Go ahead. I know you're on the way to tell
the
a story, and
who,
I don't want to.
The person who takes care of the golf course.
Yeah, right.
Like the opposite.
Right.
Whoa. But the course had to look perfect, every blade mm-hmm. of grass. And my dad and I would ride in the golf cart at night, and I would replace divots. And I wanted to tell you this when I was reading the book. I don't know if you know what a divot is.
It's where someone hits the golf. Where they.
No, if you hit a swing too hard and you pull up some of the grass.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
So there'd be divots everywhere, and I'd take the lumps of grass, and I'd mush them back down, and then my dad would water them. So, like, overnight, the roots will start again. And it was just to make everything look perfect, and we'd do that every night and make sure the flowers are for everything perfect,
wow.
Every blade of grass. So I loved that sense of order as well. And But all those things, there's these funny things in your book about – thinking about what rich people have, and it's when I think you have it in your act too, the dish soap is not on the sink if you're rich. And there's so many things, like growing up I lived in a house that when people would say we're going to watch TV in my basement tonight, do you want to come over, I would be like, not really, because in my house a basement was a cellar. It was all stones with soup cans and the, you know, because it was cooler down there, we couldn't afford a second refrigerator, and like cobwebs and everything, that was the cellar. But a basement is like a rec room with a rug,
some
and it's
people,
all
it's
nice.
I was jealous of people with nice basements.
Yeah, me too.
Too.
I just
these people had a fireplace in their basement. I was like,
when
I
first
didn't know
saw
it cost
you,
more. To be honest,
I didn't know you could have a bathroom attached to a bedroom, because ours was attached to our kitchen, because the house is from the 1800s and the plumbing used to have to be in one part of the house. So I didn't know, and I remember being embarrassed because we only had a 7-room house with one bathroom, or 6-room house. And I was on the bus one time with all these rich girls who had like mansions with like intercom systems, 4-bathroom, 5-bedroom.
Oh, the intercom system. I was so fucking jealous of that.
I didn't even know.
I tried to take 3 I bought at Radio Shack and then make them, like, because they each had 3 speakers each. And then I ran wires. It was so embarrassing. Just so I could go. The Nalibotskis, they would get everybody for dinner. They'd be like, he'd put one button, it would go through the whole home. And be like, everybody, meet downstairs in 2 minutes. I was like, fuck that.
I'll be there in 60
seconds. Hello, it's Robbie Kirkhoff on the show.
All right.
Oh, wait. So the point is, so when we drove by my house at a certain angle, one of the rich girls goes, and we were on the school bus going on a field trip. She goes, is that your house? It's huge. And then I made sure she turned her head around before she saw it from the other angle. I go, it is. There's like 15 rooms. You probably shouldn't come over. You could get lost. And I just had to lie.
Oh.
I didn't want to be friends with her anyway. She was kind of like
Can
a stupid
I tell you
ass.
As you're telling me that, she's a stupid ass. I'm embarrassed to admit this.
What?
But one time my parents went to look at a house, and it didn't look so impressive. Like in the you know, when they give you the book to take home, and on the front of it is a picture of the house. So I cut 2 and stuck them together and said that was our new house.
Oh, my God. We did the same thing. We lied.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, this
our guest.
Thing.
Jen Kirkman!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God!
Come on! Yeah!
God.
Do your legs feel watery?
No. How dare you?
No, I'm...
Can you take the reverb out of
from
here?
Sitting at the drum in a certain way for 1 minute, I stood up and my legs felt watery.
You want to do something fun? You know, but my legs don't feel watery.
I would like to.
Okay, I don't know where to start.
I haven't done anything fun.
Did you... Do you want to play... Do you want to... Okay, we're going to do a game show. You're going to love this game. But first... Let's can we take Lisa Likas?
Oh yeah, people have been asking about her.
Okay,
what are her thoughts?
I'll do the opening.
You're listening to Lisa Likas.
That's right. 365-4100 Lisa Likas. She'll tell you the way it is.
A man as a Navy SEAL. Only if he's wearing navy and sealing up my bathroom tiles. I don't think so.
Lisa Likas. She'll tell you if she should be married or not.
A man should never be married. A woman should. No.
Lisa Likas will tell you when.
That's the opposite.
Oh, go ahead.
Tell me about the marriage.
Cut the music. We have to do the promo again. Here we go. Lisa Likas
she
promo.
She's really liberal. She keeps forgetting her views.
Lisa Likas promo, take two.
This is really killing me. I know I'm making $10 million a year, but it's so hard to lie.
Lisa Likas, she'll tell you the truth.
Corporations did 9/11, and men and women are very much equal. I don't want to be mean to anybody. Fuck, stop. Shit.
I gotta be honest.
I like them.
Lisa Likas when she gets right to the part where she's men are worthless. That's
okay,
the
yeah.
part of
that's what I'm getting to. But I was doing a bit where she.
I know, but I'm so anxious
working.
To get.
Yeah, let's get to the real one. Let me get some more. Okay.
Here we go.
Lisa, how you doing?
You can't spell who gives a shit without the word men. You know that song, I love to listen to music because I'm a disc jockey. But the song War, what is it good for? I say men. Oh, what are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, Lisa.
Lisa Likas, she's in your face. 365-4100. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes?
My name's...
Oh, no, I'm a guy. Hey, Lisa, Bill.
Sorry, I can't hear you. It sounds like there's no one on the line. Because your opinions don't matter.
Hey, Lisa.
Billy.
Lisa, are all guys really bad? Aren't there any good guys?
No! Blow him up, Nancy. No! Don't even talk to me. No, there are no good guys. The only good guys are women. Woman. You can't spell woman without man, but yes, you can. You spell it M-Y-N. Fuck you.
Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Lisa, big fan. Hey, but I just want to ask you, my girlfriend just broke up with me.
That's right, she did. She should have killed you. She should have put your body in a cold grave. And then she should have dug it up again just to show you how uncomfortable it is when it's humid. And then put you back in that cold grave.
But she broke up with me because she cheated on me and then I got mad.
She should cheat on you. Your dick isn't big enough for you to even pee in. Your body is filled with toxic poison because your dick's too small. You're not letting the urine out. Your girlfriend should cheat on you and every man.
Lisa,
how you doing?
I don't give a shit.
Lisa, if all men are so bad, then why do you have to marry or date them?
Well, I'll give you the option because women don't have penises. You know why? We make penises! Don't bring up my marital hypocrisies. I'm a broadcaster. A broad who's casting.
Lisa Likas.
A man will never be a Navy SEAL.
Hey, Lisa.
Mark my words. Hello.
Hey,
hello,
Lisa.
Hello, son.
Yeah, first time caller, long time listener. Hey, Lisa.
I don't give a shit. Tell me more things that are boring. Let me guess. You're a white guy. Let me guess. You wanted to call and give your opinion. Because you want to be heard. Blow him up, Nancy. Next caller.
Hey, Lisa, how come you've never been married?
I don't want to get married because I'm not part of the patriarchy. Look it up. It's on Google. Do you even know that word? No, you're a man. Mark my words, ladies. A man will never run a corporation. A man will never declare war. I will... Oh, sorry.
I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. It's just... Oh, my God. It's too much
Lisa's
of the
best.
Same thing. That's not that funny. It's that funny because there's a layer of you're not exaggerating it that much. You know, everything is so funny. Hey, you can't spell. You know, I'm like, wait, is that true? I don't even know if that's true or not.
Oh, Lisa, she's very complex.
Oh, your man ain't worth nothing. He should have dumped on you. She should cheat on you. It's like, oh, it's so... When you make it the other way...
It sounds so silly. That's why Madonna has a song about how it's okay for girls to dress like a boy... But if you dress like a girl, you're ashamed or something. Look it up. It's called something. It's on the album where she tries to play guitar.
Can I ask you a question?
How good was your book? Everyone get it. And let me tell your listeners this as someone.
Fever. No.
To get on the New York Times bestseller list, it may not be, don't do it in the sense of, it's not going to make anyone a millionaire. Nobody makes that kind of money with books unless they're Oprah. You get you get a nice big up front, but... It's a lot of people buy it if it gets on the New York Times bestseller list, but it's not so much that you're like, oh, I don't have to give that guy any more money. No, buy the book in the first week or in the months leading up to the release because that gives
I've explained
the best
this to them, but I like you saying it.
It happened to me. It gives everyone the best chance of getting on the New York Times
bestseller
list.
Did you get on the New York
Times? I did. The first week I got to number 17 in eBooks and then number 20 combined, and then I stayed on the next week one more time in Kindle.
Somebody told me that with podcasting in your community, a lot of people that are authors, they don't have that audience to hit pre-book unless they're already a popular author.
Yeah.
The Simon & Schuster explained to me that if you do this, take advantage of these podcasts, it's very tangible to get it on the New York bestseller list.
It's very, and here's the thing that people
need
to do.
New York bestseller.
Especially if they buy the Kindle version. I don't think your card gets charged until the day it comes out.
No, that's the... I'm glad you remembered
that.
Look at you.
So in other words, if you don't have $10 right now, it's okay. Just sign up, and then I'll charge you the day your book comes out, which is May 5th?
June.
Oh, you... Todd's new book, it comes out on June 3rd.
You won't get on the list if it comes out in June. I'm just kidding.
I'm making a soundboard.
But people should do it. I get mad a year later when they say, I just found out about your book. It makes me angry. So go on. Yeah, done. You made a soundboard of what?
I'm going to make a soundboard for when I have to do radio because it's going to make it a lot easier. You know, when you're doing radio, sometimes it's hard. Some of the stations are great. Others, they're nice. It's just awkward. They have these drops to drop in. And I'm going to get the hookup from the phone so I can have my iPad and all of a sudden just drop in jingles while I'm doing interviews. It's going to make it
That's
so much easier.
That's going to be so funny.
Yeah, because and that way
like
I don't
the
have
phone
to
phone interviews, you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, when you do the radio tours, even if it's two of them, which is all I think I'm doing. But still, that's, you know, a lot of shows. But anyway, listen.
Yeah. Anyway,
you know how it is on the show. I'm going to play this, right? And then I want to see if you could be.
Oh, the game show.
Oh, you like game shows?
Yeah.
All right, now listen. And now it's time to play Cash in Your
Face.
Our guest tonight. Do you want to have a name for this bit?
Oh, yeah. Patricia.
Patricia. You're going right now for the first thing in Cash in Your Face.
Oh, great.
Cash in Your Face. It's a daily double. You're going to take your $50,000 and double it to $100,000 for $100,000.
Yes. Double it.
Aristotle.
Uh-huh.
Has been working on this show for 20 years or 2.5? Hold on. Think right now for $50,000.
Two and a half years.
Oh my God! You're right. You just won $100,000. A daily double times two. Trivial fact about someone on the show: when I was younger, my grandmother's favorite cookies were for the wild stab in the dark for $250,000. $300,000. The ticker means the sound means that the money keeps coming. For $1 million.
Yes, $4 million.
$2 million.
$3 million.
$3 million.
$3 million. I want $3 million.
My grandmother's favorite cookies were what?
Oreos.
You were right!
Can I get $4 million? I was gonna say that.
$4 million!
I was
For For $4 million right now, you have how much does she have?
I have $3 million. You have I wanted four.
$3 million. Please bring it down.
I want $4 million.
Right now, you could walk with $3 million.
No, I don't want to. I'd be nothing in society. I want $4 million. 4.5.
For $4 million.
I will do anything.
I might. By the way, I want the listeners to know I might have fucked up the numbers a little, but we'll try to do a better job. For $4 million.
Uh huh.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Uh-huh.
Is from Orange County or Florida?
Florida.
It's opposite day. Oh. You won. It's $5 million. The double daily dose. Right now. Hold on.
I want a motorcycle.
For five?
I want a lifetime supply of food.
You just won $50 million.
I want more.
It's $50 million. What could you do with $50 million?
Nothing. Absolute shit. Nothing.
How would it change your life?
It wouldn't. I'd live like a pauper. I want $60 million.
Would you like to take your $50 million and go for $100 million?
Yes!
What's 2 plus 2?
4.
You just won $100 million! The question here is, do you walk? Do you take $100 million right now, walk out of the studio?
Okay.
$100 million. You could walk right now.
For $100 million, I could probably go to Starbucks a couple times a week. No, it's disgusting. I hate poor people. No, $200 million. I want $200 million.
You're going
to
risk $100 million.
Yes, that's right, because you know what? It's the same as zero to me.
You're getting the chance to win $25 trillion.
Woo! That's pretty good, right?
Yes. For $25 trillion.
Uh-huh.
What's one... I'm having a hard time coming up with simple answers. For how much did I just say?
$25 million.
For 20... 70... I can't think of higher numbers.
$25 trillion.
50 trillion.
50 trillion. Okay.
For $50 trillion. What is Jake's favorite ice cream? We've talked about it on the show before. What flavor?
Trick question. He's lactose intolerant.
Yes! Oh, my God! You just won $100 trillion! $100 trillion. My guess is you're...
Patricia.
You just won $100 trillion.
Gross.
Do you walk? Or do you hope that the noise sounds...
I have to walk because I can't even buy a car with that kind of money.
Think about the car. Turn the music off. Think about the car you would want. Like, just diamonds. Like, what would it be, the 20 trillion?
It sucks the moon down onto the earth because it's so powerful, and then it kills everyone. So you can only drive it once, but it looks good.
Do you think if you met a guy and he was singing this song, would you marry him, like, at a lounge and he kept looking at you?
Picture you have to go right to marriage?
No, marriage, but what would you think? Like, he's looking at you, and you're in the lounge.
I go my way alone.
And he's winking at you.
Free and easy like.
Do you want to get out of here? We leave immediately.
Listen to what he says.
Not the marrying kind.
Oh. He's singing not the marrying kind.
Yeah.
Oh, then he's totally my type.
Yeah.
I would love a man to sing to me like that. Oh, you're turning it up loud.
No, he's going to tell Jake, stop playing those songs.
I would like to dance with someone to that song.
Do you would?
Well, yeah.
Not the marrying kind.
Hey, how you doing? What's your
mover name,
ma'am?
I don't tell that right away. I'm a grifter. It's a long story. My name is, this week it was Charlie.
What happened to the...
Oh, why the music should be there?
I don't know.
Wait.
We do different things.
Stop rubbing my hand. I'm just kidding. The way you said, I don't know.
I have something. I'm always afraid
something
new things.
Something you're afraid to ask.
Do you have any desire to do this? Sometimes it's fun. You just sit back and forth.
What is it?
Oh, we talk like the mother mafia.
No, it's hard for girls to do that.
How you doing?
How you doing? I'm in the mafia. I want to talk to you about it.
Be a mean Italian mafiosa. You're a mean Italian woman, but you're in the mafia.
Listen to me, Johnny.
What?
You never meant anything to your father.
Why you gonna hurt?
Because it's not hurt. Life is pain. Your father was crying on his deathbed because you were a disappointment. I am a French Italian woman you never knew till now. Your father, you're not even fully Italian, and that's why your father never loved you.
Your mother hated you. Oh, I don't like this bit.
Oh. I don't know my accent is.
You think it was your accent that I had a problem with? It was the vileness of the bit that I perpetuated about these Oh, no, you started
it. We're doing the... What? Didn't yeah, you, do an
you
Italian did.
You said your father never liked you. I didn't say it had to go mean. Why couldn't it be about how we ate at the Olive Garden? I thought it was going to be... What?
Oh, I was doing a dramatic scene.
Hey, how you doing? Last night I ate at the Olive Garden. I thought it was going to suck.
I told you, when you hear your family...
I thought you were just saying
no,
that.
Your family now.
I love the Olive Garden.
Well, now you're in their family. When the Olive Garden goes out of business, you get a 5%.
What type of family charges you for food, those pricks?
A family that make money for your family. Sometimes I'm so old. I slip into a different accent.
That's all right.
I can't do it. I told you girls didn't watch The Godfather. I can't do it.
I didn't watch it either. All I know is Mama Son.
Mama Son.
I know
it's not even in there. That's how little I haven't watched it. Well, what is it?
Mama Say, Mama Saw, Mama.
Maybe that's what it is.
No, that's my context.
Mama Say, Mama Saw, Mama Saw.
Mama Say, Mama Saw, Mama Saw.
Let's have a first date at an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And the point of it is... I just got off that game show, and I have all this money. And you're not interested in me until you find out I'm that rich.
I love it.
So I would love to hang out again. I mean, I know we're not even through the appetizer.
I'm not the marrying kind.
Oh, really? No. Well, I'm not the type of girl that needs your money. I just went on this game show called Cash in Your Face. And I won 25, I think it was $50 trillion, or no, 50 trillion. Sorry, can't keep it straight.
You're so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So, so beautiful.
Well.
Oh, your olive skin.
Oh, I always think like I'm too pale.
Oh,
thank
you. Perfect is too pale. You're too pale. All right, guys, here's the bill. who should I place in front of?
Oh, of course.
I'll take that. I'm not going to let a pretty little lady pay. What, how much did you say you won?
I think it's 50 trillion. I don't know. I have to call my accountant.
Oh, I saw you. You did. Why didn't you go for 100 trillion?
Oh, well, they ran out of time on the show that day. The bailouts.
Okay. No bit's bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's done now.
Okay, done. Done. That's what's great about that. Done. Turn it off. And that, some of these sketch groups, they're not, when you're not having fun in a bit here, you never
the bit
stay
ended
in
it. At You're beautiful. Goodbye.
Thank you.
And that Jake kept going, keep going, keep going.
Oh, don't blame Jake.
No, he did. He held up a sign and said, keep going.
Meh. That's what I think you should have in the thing. Imagine if every time you went to the store.
Or every time, ladies, if life was like a game show, okay, every time you're on a date, you at least know you get 6 minutes so you can get out of there and start doing some shopping commercials.
sorry.
No, that's it. I was going to say, if you could just do this. I just made a face as though I'm not on a podcast.
Okay.
But it was very funny.
Can I play a song for you to see if you like it?
It's not going to be that white power song again, is
no.
it?
It's let me think which one. A song can be about anything, but it's just a nice song.
Okay.
I swear to George Carlin, is that all right?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. Now let me play this song.
Song.
Play the original. Let's do this one.
To George Carlin.
Play this one first.
I stepped in something.
No, the other one. Play the other one. Oh no, you're right. Play this one. I'm sorry, Jake.
I stepped in something. Yeah. And I slipped and I fell and it hurt like hell. Yeah. I stepped in something.
I stepped in something.
I got it.
He stepped in dog shit.
Yeah, but it's not crude, so it's kind of a good
this
song.
This isn't the song that I wanted you to hear.
I know.
Did you really think this was the beautiful song?
No, I didn't, but I was going to say this isn't a bad beat. And
it isn't.
If you're going to sing about dog shit, it's not.
Well, let me play another song about dog shit
Okay. Before
I get to your question, and this all leads back to you. What's the other song?
Yesterday I walked along a tree-lined avenue. Just thinking.
Can you start it over, and I want to tell the crowd something, and you.
The
crowd. Today I was bored on the treadmill, and I pushed in dog shit songs. And guess what I was listening to 2 seconds later? No lie.
Yesterday I walked
what
along.
What a great world.
A tree-lined avenue. Just thinking of the one I loved, and suddenly I knew that there was dog shit on my shoe.
There was dog shit on my shoe.
That's what made me...
There's dog shit on my shoe.
I burned the gym down.
Try to wipe it off. Ooh-wee-ha, diggity-dog, because now it's
on. Now I'm going to ask you the question now.
Yeah.
We did a little searching on the internet, and there's a song of you singing a dog shit song.
Oh, Oh, come on. Yes. Edit this out.
No, God. Do you swear to God?
Yeah.
I really did find the song.
I know.
I swear to God.
I know. I want to talk to you about it off mic.
Can we play it? And then we'll edit it out?
No, I just edit that out and play it for me privately. And I might change my mind.
I want to hear it.
I might change my mind, but just definitely edit this out.
Play it.
So, yeah, but edit. Stop recording.
Oh, no, we're not going to play this for the people. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, just you and me.
Swear to God. Swear to God.
Go. Yeah.
Play it.
But I know the mic's...
No, I swear to God I would not play this for the audience.
Okay.
I would swear to God.
All right, so we're rolling, but you're not going to play it.
No, I will not play this for the audience. Okay. Absolutely, I promise you. I wouldn't do that to you. I swear to God. Honestly. I swear to God, we're overusing it. My eyes to your eyes.
Yeah, I got
you. Okay. Well, here's you.
I went out of the house and I went outside and I dumped it on my shoe. Dumped it on my shoe. God, I'm so fucking good. Why don't I have a record contract? Dumped it on my shoe. Dumped it on my shoe. I'm serious. I'm so fucking sick of working at my job. You're filing papers for someone else. Like, I'm so... All right, Jen, start the recording over because this is going to be for you to listen to in the car. Dumped it on my shoe.
Okay, pause it. So what we're listening to, is this you in a recording studio? Because you seem to be getting frustrated with yourself.
Yes, I'm in a recording studio.
Oh, so you're laying down the tracks. I see what's going on.
And I did it on my lunch hour.
When is this from?
You're not going to play this part.
Jen, swear.
Okay.
I hate that expression.
It's only 2 months ago. Things aren't going well.
You expect someone to go, it was 20 years ago.
No.
It was a month ago.
It's 2 months
ago. So you look at me in the eye.
Yeah.
You swear this is really you, isn't it? Jake thought it wasn't you. What are you singing? Why did you do it?
Well,
did you think it might be like, everyone makes money, it's a stupid little song, but I can make money off of it?
I thought it would be like a weird album.
I play a little more of it.
But I couldn't afford the edit. Wait, just before you play it. Stop. I couldn't afford, this is not on the podcast, but I couldn't afford.
No, this is not.
The guy recording it in the studio, obviously they could have cut out what I was going through, but I couldn't afford to pay them extra.
Oh, to take out the outtakes.
To take out the outtakes.
So you released this?
No, I didn't release it because here's the thing. So I booked an hour of recording studio time and I recorded an hour of stuff. And then I left and I thought within that hour payment, it included editing. So when I found out it didn't, I called the guy, tried to cancel my credit card. We had a huge, huge fight and he released it because he was angry at me. And so that's why it doesn't say Jen Kirkman. It says Jan Crickman. But Jake is smart. He recognized my voice and thought maybe just...
That's fucked up. I thought...
Yeah, I was wondering why.
It's so embarrassing because there's so much personal shit in the recordings.
Oh, in the in-between stuff, the stuff you're embarrassed about.
But, you know, we can talk about it as long as...
Well, let's play. Just play a little more of it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I love to make the bit work. Go play a little more.
I'm on my lunch hour recording this, and I'm just thinking to myself, why am I talking in this 40s accent? I thought if I had some kind of hook, people would like me. I guess people don't even... Don't shit on my shoe, don't shit on my shoe, don't shit on my shoe. I'm just going to say that I am feeling so guilty because I went to the grocery store this morning, I bought a cucumber, and I shoved it up my pussy.
Pause it. Your piano player, is that your piano player?
Yeah. Is that part of the rental for the day? Yeah.
Because by the way, I'm being honest. I'm being very honest with you. Yeah. Is he just? It sounds like he's not really. Is there a song or is he just banging on the piano?
Everyone says he says.
Bam 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 bam.
He was really famous in the '60s in the beatnik scene, and there was a ball banging on the piano.
Oh, I'm going to be the guy who overly agrees.
I read about that.
By the way, are you still okay with doing this bit?
Sure.
Because I still love it.
Yeah. She's going
to
reveal something.
Oh, okay. All right, play it again. Listen to the piano, though. Don't take your mind off of it.
Okay. God, stop. Stanley, stop it. Don't keep playing the piano with your feet while your hands are groping my breasts. I'm not a whore. I paid for studio time. Now stop it. Get up. Get off me. Woo. All right, let's just finish this damn song. No, I can't. You know, you think a girl could take a lunch hour and try to get famous with a hit recording.
Wait, this is sad. I feel bad for playing. Shut up. No, it's good.
No, but the thing is,
you think, if you went over someone's house?
He got drunk and touched my boobs. I'm trying to do a callback. Wait, now let's stop the bit because I don't know how to pay attention to it.
You're fine.
I am. Okay.
I should admit to you when I get lost, because then sometimes I feel like someone else doesn't know that. I get a little lost, and then I just realized, I know where we're at exactly.
Oh, you do? Oh, that's nice.
You're in the studio.
I'm in the
and
studio.
And we're hearing all this shit in between, like your life is so pathetic. You're crying, and you're trying to do a song.
Why
it's not
my
going anywhere.
So, well, Lisa Likens isn't pathetic. All my characters are always pathetic.
Well, you want to... Oh, can I...
Okay, I am.
Now
woman,
I gotta do the next bit.
Wrong.
Now I gotta do the next bit. You're right. There's something maybe in comedy. Now I gotta tell you the next bit I was gonna do.
Oh my god!
But hold on, I want to remember this. Remind me.
I don't
want
to forget it either.
Remind me. I'm gonna put my finger on it so I don't forget it.
Oh right.
But if you can, but before I do this, I want to take the piano track out of that song and just talk about it separately, not within the bit we were doing.
Okay.
If you went over someone's house and they said, "Hey, I learned how to play the piano," and then they sat down and they did it like this, what would you say? Hey, I'm good. Yeah, I'm really good. Doing it, by
who's
the way.
Guy on the electronic keyboard?
That's my friend. Like, beep, beep, beep. He does it, and I give him the cutoff signal. Don't ruin the song. Look at me playing.
On the third one, you can hear the slip.
This is what I want to do when I go to comedy clubs. They go, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an evening with Todd Glass."
Oh.
And then it breathes.
You know I can play piano like that. I can do that for you anytime. I'll wear a disguise.
I would like to. But by the way, no bullshit. Let me shut this off. I would like, if it ever worked out, and you know, it's one of those things. It's a long shot, even with good intentions and both
go
people wanting
together,
to do it.
Do
I did it with Rory once or twice in D.C. and we just, it was so much fun.
We should totally do a podcast show together. We're like, we both fuck around on stage to do stand up, and then you sit down and do a live episode or something. But it's just me.
It's fun, but twice. Can I tell you the only reason I'd want to do it? Is if you go to a club
and then you
for
get
three
in
or
pussy.
4 days. Because then you're enjoying the week.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that one time.
That's what I'd rather do. Because then you're comfortable with the club. Of course, you pick a club you love. And every night you're walking into the best situation in the world and getting to hang out with your friend and do stand-up comedy. When I do that with Rory, like at the DC Improv or if it was Acme, it's like you walk in. As much as I complain about comedy, I also give the great clubs their due, deserving praise that... It's like walking into perfection every night. You work at Helium in Philly. Every night I know I'm going to come in, and they are going to do everything in the world.
I hope they have me back. I just had an altercation with them, but I used to play at them as a feature.
They're assholes. I never liked them. Let me play the piano for you.
I had to cancel. It was bad. Oh, wait. Can I tell you something?
Can I play the piano? Will you do it really loud?
Yeah, but it's a triumphant thing.
I'll listen diligently, but do you mind if I play the piano?
No, do it. Okay, cool. A while ago, I was on this podcast talking about my love of Joan Rivers and how I got to meet her on her podcast last summer.
Uh-huh.
Well, this June 10th at Largo, she and I are doing a show together.
You and Joan Rivers?
Yes, because now we have the same agent, and Joan and I had lunch a month ago in New York, and so I'm doing...
Oh!
That's right.
Is that annoying?
Joan
no.
Oh.
You should be impressed.
By the way, that's great.
It was so exciting. So I told her all these stories about how much I love her. So
you did? Does she seem to take it in?
She did. This is why.
Oh, come on. It's the best I can do.
She
act like I'm her and talk to me.
We were talking about men, and she's like, "You'll never have a man," and that's how it is. They want. I mean, it was a great, honest conversation about stuff. And then I would say something, and she'd go, "No, you stupid ass, listen to me." But it was so maternal.
Yeah.
And so we were talking, and I told her that we were on this, you know, Fifth Avenue or whatever, having lunch.
That's awesome.
I used to temp on that avenue, holding her biography in my hand. I think I told this on the show. I used to hold her biography, Enter Talking, which everyone should buy after they buy her book. And I was walking up and down the street because she struggled for 36. You know, she was 36 when she got on Carson for the first time.
You know they used to make her run her set on the Ed Sullivan show and no guys had to do that? I think about that.
Oh,
I think,
it still happens.
You know, of course it does. And you know
with
what?
Me and the Letterman
people. It makes me think of that people doing that. Like, you fucking, not even angry words, imbecile. What were you doing?
I have Letterman people stories, but I won't tell them on. So she would do that, and you know, so I'm temping. I'm in my 20s. I'm on a lunch hour. I'm so depressed. I'm holding her book in my purse. She walks by me on the street, and I want to stop her and ask for advice, but I know there's nothing she can say to me. I read it all in her book, and I'm 25, and I know her advice is going to be keep doing it. Like, I just know someday I will sit with her on our own terms, and so. 14 years later, I'm sitting with her at lunch, and I told her this, and I told her how wonderful I think her book is, and it's better than the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, if you want to know about the fucking real 60s scene in New York. And she just, we held hands, and I started to cry, and then she started to cry. And I just said, now I said one day I would be on my own terms with you, and now I am, not to insinuate that I'm where she is, but you know. And she was so gracious about it, and so lovely. and really,
I love that.
So now we're doing a show at Largo on June 10th. She's going to introduce me and come out and do some time up front. But she's like,
I'll host.
It's your night. I'm not gonna.
I'll host.
Yeah, I think she's like, hello. I'm used to playing stadiums. Oh, no, yeah. She's the host.
Fuck her.
So she comes out.
I got jealous.
She comes out. She does her time, and then she introduces me. We're gonna have a little chat on stage. Hopefully, if she'll let me recreate some of her lunch, and then I'll just headline. So everyone should come. It's June 10th at Largo.
I'll be there.
Tickets are on sale now. JenKirkman.com. Go to tour dates.
Okay, I gotta tell you.
It's $30, but save your money.
I gotta tell you something about Joan Rivers. You know, I feel the same way about her as I do. Maybe I had a later appreciation for her, but I always respected her. Like I. Get it. Like, I get it. It's, when you're in the presence of her, you are in the fucking presence of comedy royalty.
Royalty,
and
absolutely.
Royalty. And I don't say that about a lot of people. That doesn't mean because I think she's fucking hilarious. It's a lot more than that. And
I mean, the way as a woman traveling alone on the road in the 60s, and, when the only women in the air alone were the stewardesses who were trying to land
and
a husband.
Funny.
And I still hate it. It's 2014 and it's still hard for me on the road. Not the audiences. Never the audiences. Always some of the club owners, some of the other comics. Never the audiences.
Let me say this because I talked about this with somebody in private. Uh-huh. That a lot of
private
times.
Private Benjamin.
No,
that's what you guys talk a lot about.
A lot of times when we talk about sexism, you know, a lot of people go to when it's when someone uses the sex card unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. But if you knew, does that exist? Yes, it does exist.
Every day.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Someone uses the fucking sex card unnecessarily.
Oh,
and
that.
When it happens,
oh, maybe,
boy,
yeah.
Does it fucking hurt the cause.
Right.
But that's not the majority. So when you're trying to concentrate on that, really, is that what needs your energy, consideringly, overwhelmingly?
Right, do you need to butt in with that instead of being compassionate?
Right, it's like, yeah. So yes, we're admitting that exists. Even the people that are fighting the fight, no one, you're acting like someone's denying that. Or the people that are on the forefront of women's rights get that it doesn't anger anybody as much as the ones that are fighting for the real cases.
Yeah.
They're angry. But whatever it is, and I'm going to guess the number so low when it's probably unnecessarily used, aren't you really, if you got to put your energy towards one place, why don't you put it towards when it's fucking real and exist? Because let me tell you something, when that happened with Joan Rivers, I know people probably wrote it off like we write people off today when you hear, oh, but it was because of my sex. Right away, some people go to a very like, it wasn't because of your sex. But when Joan Rivers had that happen, I'm sure a lot of people went, all right, you know, yeah. Looking back on it, they sat her in a room and ran her set. If that is true that no one else had to run theirs, the words that want
to
come out of my mouth, they're not like, they're
it
more
still
like,
happens
it's,
to me.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Stop it. This is a business where we don't have to be involved with that.
You know what's interesting? As a woman and a comedian, there's parts of a comedian that suck. You walk into a room for the first time. You don't know if you're going to do well. You feel, am I as funny as the people in front, you know, that opened up the show, the headliner, the feature, the whatever, the host, the feature. Every comic feels insecure. So when I complain, I make sure that I'm definitely getting the feeling that it's a woman thing. Because people go, other guy comics have gone, isn't just being a comedian hard? I'm like, yes, it is. And this is not a story about being a comedian. This is a story about being a woman. When I did a certain club in the L.A. area, I love the club and I love the owner, so it's not his fault. And that's why I don't want to say the name of the club, because it's a fantastic place. But I walked in backstage and there was a lot of older school guys, you know. I walked in, and I'm not a regular there. It was my first time there. But I feel like if a guy walked in that they didn't know and they were like, who are you? And they're like, he said, I'm a comic. It doesn't matter if he's doing it a day, 50 years, they respect it. I walked in and they go, the guy literally orders a salmon from me. He goes, are you new here? And I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay. He goes, because yeah, you're not, he kind of pointed like you're not dressed in a uniform of a waitress. So he sees a woman walk in. She's not dressed like a waitress and he doesn't recognize her as a waitress. And he still assumes she's a waitress more than she's a comic. And he kind of gives me a look and he goes, you know, my the salmon and the thing, and they usually put it in a box for me, and go, I thought it was a joke. So I go, oh, he goes, wait, I don't get it. Like, and he was looking around like, and I said, I'm a comedian. He goes, oh, okay. So then he accepts that I'm a comedian. and someone is late coming to the show. Now, we're all headliners who are doing 7 minutes because we're all just there to perform in front of 400 people on a Friday night and work out 7 minutes. And so I'm sitting there and he goes, hey, the guy that's supposed to be on after you is running late. You think you can, do you think you have 12 minutes in you? I'm like, I'm a fucking national, international headliner, you motherfucker. But I don't talk like that. So I'm so angry and so shamed and so hurt. Do you think that's going to be fun for me to go out on stage right now when every guy in that room had the advantage of just not being questioned of who they are? So they went out, they had a fucking blast. I was so angry and I couldn't let it go and I felt so shamed. Then I got on stage and I felt extra pressure. Another guy hit on me on the way to the stage. He goes, are you lost, honey? He goes, sit with me. I have a special seat as a comedian. I can watch the next act. I go, I am the next act. Like, it's 2014. So when Joan and I are talking and she's telling me stories about what happened to her in the 60s, it's insane to me that no progress has been made in some areas.
But, you know, women. To me, the message here is for the – there's always the people that do it and don't care.
Right.
Those you're not going to change. But even people like me – and can sometimes, yeah, you can start doing a little bit of that subconsciously. So you got to just go, just be aware of it. And I think what happens, and believe me, I have the same passion. Whenever you hear someone speak, like you're speaking passionately, and you can't relate or you can't get there, you have to say to yourself, okay, Jen Kirkman's intelligent. She feels the same frustration when she talks exactly like when I talk about my plight and my things. So you just got to go, it's real. Now start thinking about it more and you'll start understanding it. Because even as I'm listening to you now, at first you're like, oh, is it still like, I mean, I know there's, but you forget like, yeah, just even from people that aren't monsters that make preconceived notions and just be aware of it. And then if you are, you won't slip down that path of saying, you know, like, you see a woman walk into the room and, you know, I wouldn't think she was a waitress.
Maybe a hooker.
A hooker. No, you know what it is? That story isn't about someone could go, well, you could think a guy was a waiter. That's not your point.
Oh, someone will always say that. And you go, why do you have to bring that up? Why is that your contribution?
It happens a lot more the other way. It happens a lot more the other way.
Yeah.
We have to go in for the clothes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This is all my fault. Did I not get to anything? You said to point to this.
Oh, that's okay. I will do
point
it.
Point to that.
Yeah, first of all. Well, is there anything we want to do first?
I love that I threw a plug in there, but I made it seem like a story about equal rights.
Jen, 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 Jen.
Jen, 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 Jen.
I
want
to do this.
Do you want to sing? I can help.
I love to sing.
Oh, we forgot to open the show with our new opening.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, here.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I
forgot. I can help. What if that's the way you talk?
People probably think you're doing an effect.
Well, if you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this.
It's our new opening.
I've got two strong arms, I can help. It would sure do me good to do you good.
I don't know the lyrics, my bad.
No.
It's a fact that people get lonely. Ain't nothing new.
No, it's not.
No.
But a person like you, oh, should never have the blues. Let me help.
Sure.
Oh.
I've got two for me.
How can you help? Do you have cake? Someone who won't take
help. I have to drop one of our PSAs, a new thing for the show. Sorry. Jesus.
Hi, Tom Martin.
So much to do.
Hi, Tom.
Let's say hi to Tom right after this.
I feel like because we did that last time. But now he has to say hi to me.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
My life is living my dream. And my dreams are more than just dreams. Because when I dream of dreaming. And dreams when you're dreaming allow me to dream dreamy dream dreams. Live my living dreaming life dream.
The Todd Glass Show.
My friend Steve Rosenthal did that. He said that's like every celebrity endorsement. Shows them running down the field. Play it again.
Totally
it's every
true.
Celebrity endorsement, you know?
My life is living my dream. And my dreams are more than just dreams.
You see the corporate logo go up?
Because when I dream of dreaming. And dreams when you're dreaming allow me to dream dreamy dream dreams.
I bet if you gave that as a speech at the
living,
SAG
dreaming
Awards,
life dream.
No one would question it. Just someone just like at the Golden Globes or the SAG
My
Awards.
Life! Is dreaming dreams. My dreams have dreams.
which allow me to soar. Because when you dream, it's good. But when you dream dreams, dreamy, dreamy, dream. My dream. No, I'm done.
Oh.
You know what?
That would be so great to do that for a living.
A song,
just sing inspirational song.
Can
what?
Be.
A song can be about anything.
Is this Henry?
This is beautiful. No.
Oh.
It's a friend of mine.
I thought it was Henry Phillips.
Or the TV news.
Listen to it. It's actually nice.
How the world turns around with or without you.
I like it.
Or how we first met.
Hold on. Pause it.
Wait.
Start it over.
I know this song.
I want to ask you a question. It's not my friend, but
oh, I
okay.
Know.
Here I go again. I think this song's about. He's saying a song could be about anything, but he really seems to be keep going back to one thing,
oh.
Even though it could be about
all right,
anything.
Can I listen? Because I wasn't listening with that
that's
in mind.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Should we leave everything though?
Yeah, I okay, heard a second grade.
And then maybe Jake on his guitar after he came crashing around like a fumbling buffoon.
Wow.
Like what are you, Jerry Lewis?
Yeah. What are? But is he? Find out. You know.
And I keep trying to like go right back to my song and like everyone pay attention to my song and I hear him in the back.
I heard nothing, but you're closer to him.
Sorry, I'm glad he's healthy. All I worried about was that he was be okay. My little Jacobs. That's what his grandmother calls him.
Oh, that's sweet.
He's cute. Oh, in the after show, we're going to
plug Robbie's podcast. He does one with his grandmother. It's not released yet, but he recorded it.
Yeah, and we're going to play a little bit of it on our show.
Oh, don't play my
show.
Podcast or anything.
Oh, you,
fuck you. I seem fun. Jen Kirkman. Go
Jen,
to the iTunes.
You
it's
are
a great
podcast.
No, but that's the name of my podcast, Dick.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I don't know. I thought
it's
you
called
were.
I Seem Fun, The Diary of Jen Kirkman.
Can I get
podcast.
The salad dressing on the side?
Oh, sorry. Can
oh,
I
my
get
God.
The,
I thought you were a waitress.
Can I get a conversation? I thought we were on a date. Oh my God, that's no. What if you were so
oh,
sexist?
I'm sorry. I thought
you
were
got confused
a
halfway through the podcast. You're that sexist. And then there's no waitresses here anyway. But you just didn't get yeah. What a chick was
excuse
doing.
Excuse me, my table's wobbly. Can you put a matchbook
Todd,
cover
you're
underneath
not even
it?
In a restaurant. Oh. You're recording your podcast. So I know why would
I,
there be a waitress
that's why
here?
I, that's what I was thinking. Why is there a waitress at my podcast talking and being hilarious? I even compliment you. I'm like, why is there a waitress being as funny as any male comedian? I don't get it.
That's beautiful.
Listen.
What? Ow. So,
I don't want to be afraid to do this.
Do the bit. It's
everybody,
beautiful.
Take a deep breath.
And I'm supposed to look at take, what he keeps coming back to.
Take a deep breath.
Oh, I get it.
No, I was saying on the break that Jake sometimes is very confident, so I think I probably trust him even like more than certain situations.
Like you said, a bulldozer.
Yeah, like if I, yeah. If there were in the thing, oh, Jake, can you ride a bulldozer? He'd be like, of course.
And there's a lawn like, that needs help out there.
Yeah. There's just like two levers on a bulldozer.
Yeah,
it's pretty
that,
standard.
He would say stuff like that.
That's amazing.
That's what he would do.
You know,
and I'd be like, oh, basically, I think he's right. I have seen
it's
those
so
two
levers.
It's
so important for the people around you because if the people around you don't have confidence in you, then they'll be stressed out. And even though you don't know what you're doing, as long as you're the only one that knows, isn't that better? Thank you, .net. What?
Jen.
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 Ow!
Can I tell you something really quick?
No, only if it's that I didn't fuck up this episode by being boring.
Jen. you're to George Carlin, whatever happens is what it is and great.
Thank you.
Because I know, listen, so I want to say this really quick. Nick got the job. They called me for a reference to Nick, right? Nick does pictures on the show. And, that's what he does
but
for
the what's
show.
The
he
job?
Does other things. It doesn't. That doesn't matter. So they call me on the phone. That's professional.
That's
and
good. Yeah.
The guy goes, you know, and I left a. I called back and I left a message. And here's what I said. And I'm first of all, I should tell you, he got the
Nick,
job.
It sounds like he's talking over a message machine. Yeah.
Hello. Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So what did you say about Nick?
Hey,
Do you want me to leave the exact
yes,
message?
Of
I'm going to get
I
as
do.
Close as I can.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, John, it is Todd Glass. You called a little while ago, and what's that?
That's just like space noise outside. You're on the street.
Okay. And, well, no, I want to do it serious.
It is serious. This is how it would sound.
Okay.
You're leaving a message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
To George Carlin.
Yeah.
Hey, John. This is Todd Glass. You called me about Nick. Here's what I know about Nick. I want to sort of what I tell you. I just want to be very honest with you. I've only known him for about 5 months. So I don't have an extensive background on him or anything. All I know is from when I've been in a interacting with him for the last 4 months. One thing at the Improv where I do comedy, and then he helps with my podcast. That's all I can tell you. And with that, I can tell you this. He's very diligent. He wants to learn. And I just, you know, boom, 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 boom. And then I said, I go, if he doesn't know something, he'll fucking learn it. You know? I said, so there you go. You know, and I said a little more. And then I go, but, you know, he could be a psychopath. And if that happens, I don't want you to come back yelling at me. But when he's around me, I admire the kid.
That is such a great move. You know why?
Because it sounds like I was being honest.
But your personality is rubbing off on Nick now. Does that make sense? Like, no matter what...
Wait, what's that have to do with that?
In the sense that...
I did that message,
no,
not
that's
him.
What I'm saying.
Oh, I
so,
thought you were giving him credit.
Because the guy is going to laugh at you, and he's just going to assume that, well, Nick must be just like you. So he's already going to love him because he's thinking of your funny thing that you
right.
said. Yeah. So you just now... given him this kind of, you know, if this funny guy, you know, they're hanging out, that's the deeper psychological thing, but he's just going to affiliate it. Yeah. It's such a great thing, and you gave
Listen,
the preface.
This is what you're saying.
And then I remember to relax.
What if he called you back and this was
and stop trying to hold on to it.
You're like, all right.
And then it flows through
me. He just thought your energy was nice. He wanted to tell you some stuff.
After I leave that message.
Yeah, so he doesn't reference Nick at all. He just leaves this because he feels so
comfortable
with you.
Let me leave his message first.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave mine again, and then he calls back. Do it. Have him.
He's just so
comfortable. Have me call first. Make another
call. Please leave a message after the tone.
John, Todd Glass here. Listen, I'll make this quick. You called about Nick. You know, quite frankly, he scares a lot of us around here. Now, he's great, blah, blah, blah. He's, you know, he's really diligent. He'll get the job done. He's a yes person. And so, again, I only known him for 4 months, but in the short period that I know him, I think he's the type of person you'd want to hire, what I know about him. So, anyway, and other than that, if he ends up being a psychopath, it kills you. Don't blame me.
Okay.
2 days later.
Oh, I have a message.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I have an old school message machine.
My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst.
What? What's he calling me for?
And then I remember to relax.
Look at my caller ID. What's it say?
And stop trying to hold
It
to
says
it.
The guy that
and
wants to hire Nick. Is that a
like
number?
And I can't feel
I don't know the
anything
number, but the
but
guy that wants
gratitude
to hire Nick.
For every single moment.
Listen to this.
What?
Remember what I said we were taking a break to do before?
Yeah.
Let's take this song in,
uh-huh.
And then you were going to do it. Maybe we'll sing our version. Who knows? You know?
Dog shit on my shoe?
Dog shit on my shoe. Can you believe that? There's dog shit on my shoe.
Wait, what are you talking about?
We're going to listen to another song. I like this song. To George Carlin. I just like this song.
TGC. Like,
what's that mean?
To George Carlin.
Oh, to the How do you do that so fast?
Because I'm a genius.
Well, I don't think it's that much.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just impressed. I'm not like, how do you do that? Because I should be running the free world. All right.
Yeah. Wait, so you're going to play me another song to George Carlin you really like?
I like it. But I am genuinely asking, is the message that he's giving... the song could be about anything, but yet I keep coming back to the it's still this is the one thing he wants to sing about.
Oh, right. Okay. So
maybe I'm overthinking
that yeah.
it. That's
okay.
what I do.
Well, let me see if I've overthought
it. See,
well,
what do I do think of something like that? What if I did? I mean, what if I was like that? That's James doing me.
Oh, I love when he does you.
What if I did?
What if?
Hey. All right, here we go. I hope this isn't making. Here's what I worry about when I do stuff like this. Will you be honest with me? To George Carlin.
Yeah.
You know when someone comes over your house, everybody listen to this CD.
Oh, and then you're like, ugh. No, I'll be honest. I'm very honest about it. I'm going to listen first for the thing.
Right answer, bitch.
Oh. All right, keep playing.
Okay, go ahead.
Play the song. What? I don't get what happened.
No. Like, you were being so kind, and then I go, right answer, bitch.
Oh, I thought that was to him. I'm
no.
so self-confident
no,
that
right
I think
answer,
you're
bitch.
Fucking with Jake.
Like, yeah, you better fucking say
oh,
that.
No, I get it now, but I thought you were saying it to him, because I didn't even...
But I really don't feel it that way. I'm appreciative that you were nice. Okay, here we go.
Okay, go play the thing.
It seems stupid now. Can I tell you, I'm not going to enjoy listening to it, because
good,
now I'm so
care.
Much pressure on it. But I'm going to try. Play it.
A song. Can be about anything.
No, it can't.
About the second grade or the TV news or how the world turns around.
I wish you
with
could see it.
You
look like you're going to do it better.
Todd's playing
or
guitar.
We first met.
Oh, I know this. What's
in
the hook?
Strangest way.
Is this a joke song?
No, I to George Carlin.
Oh, that's right, that's right. Until you ask my name. So I apologize to ask my name. Or how we must have been together.
In trouble. Pause the music.
Great. I'm waiting for the hook.
Okay.
Wait. Was there another, like, change in music? Wait, just keep playing it. So I need to hear it. All right, go ahead. Stop.
Okay, I want to finish the bit, but first I have to clear the air. Did you really think, why did you find it was so funny when I picked up the guitar? Did you think that I was really going to try to play or think I can, like I can sort of try to sing?
Yeah, I thought that because I shied away from it, you're going to be like, look what I can do, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought he was just, I thought he was holding it going.
Then you're the cool guy, and I'm just sitting here like, I should have played the guitar.
I thought he was holding it going, this is what all of us secretly want to do is sit there and be a songwriter.
No, no, I
better.
No, I want you to play. Play the song again. Play the song again.
Wait, I feel like he's just talking about the song to me about anything.
A song? Get the song going.
It's really just about this girl that doesn't exist anymore.
Right, he goes, the song could be about anything. Put a lot of reverb in his guitar. About the he keeps going back, gray, but it's not about that.
Okay. Or the TV.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't like the song anymore. The TV news.
Yeah. Okay, now turn this off. Fade this out. With a song. Give me reverb. Give me reverb. Take over with the guitar. I'm gonna try to take you from you, from the song to you. You gotta really play, even if it's just strumming it. You gotta commit. A song
can be about anything.
Well, you can't find any rhythm at all. That's like you're like
he's like that piano player. Donk, donk,
a song. You can do a strum.
Can
ready?
Be about
a
song. Anything.
There you go. Can be.
I'd hate to be in your band.
About anything. I'd be so. You know what? I'd be very nice.
You'd
but
be
I,
those
it,
tapes
it would suck.
They would play.
Yes. Can I tell you what a tape?
Why don't you have a melody?
No. Can I make what I think it might sound like, and I'm not joking around?
Yeah, please don't joke around whenever you're doing your podcast. But tell me very seriously.
Please, the last thing you would want is any comedy getting over the airwaves.
Comedy.
Comedy? Comedy! All right, listen, that's for free, everybody. What time is it?
9:30. Shit, I got to be in bed in an hour.
9:27.
Oh, I gotta go like this in the
a
next 5 minutes.
A song, can you? And I have a lot of reverb, please. A song. A song can be about pretzels. That's all I wanted to do.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Jake's judging you.
Oh, we gotta go home. We got to go home.
I have to go home.
You have to go home. We're going to have an after show. We're going to do an after show.
Oh, without me? Oh, that's fine. Enjoy.
But Jay, would you, what are you, vomiting into the mic? Would you,
yes.
Robbie, do, hey, I'm Robbie Kirko.
What'd he do?
You talking to me?
Yeah, what'd he do?
What did Robbie Kirko do?
I'm talking to Robbie Kirko's mother.
What did he do? Only the smartest guy to ever come to this side of Chicago. Robbie Kirko, you're going, what
we're in L.A., asshole.
In L.A. too. And all the surrounding areas.
Okay, I didn't know he went there.
Oh, I hate my voice.
No, don't say that. Yes, it's annoying, but you should love it.
Oh, my God. That's why you're the funniest.
I know. Listen to this. I got this I got to tell you. 1, 2, 3, 4. What, Elvis, what?
1, 2, 3, 4.
What's he saying?
Oh, he's saying, have a good night.
Let me hear.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Have a good night. Okay, listen. So we're going to end with a song, and we're going to have you do it. It's going to be Fever.
And I'm completely serious about it.
I want you to do. I'm glad you are. No. Good for you for saying that. What you mean, and the reason you were afraid to say that, what you mean is you're going to try your hardest to do a good job.
Well,
but the reason you're afraid to say that, because if it's not good,
it's going to be terrible.
It's going to be great because you're going to do it.
But I want to make sure that you're not looking for me to do a bit. It's just me trying to sing. And it'll probably be funny because it's not going to sound
We'll make funny sounds. If we have to, we'll play 1, 2, 3, 4 in the back. The Elvis
that sounds
thing.
Too good.
All right, you have to turn
it
around.
Wait, but I need the lyrics.
Yeah, we're going to turn the computer around.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't know you could do that with computers. Sorry, I'm just learning.
You're so high tech. What
closer?
Do they use? Exa sketches over at your show? I make myself laugh. That's
Thank
worth
you.
It. Good advice. By the way, next week on the show, lyricist Joe will take Aristotle's lyrics to good advice and Young Jake's lyrics to good advice and give them the dignity that he gave the ones that we did. And as always, lyricist Joe, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I would like to say
you're
to
in his ear right now.
Lyricist Joe, what I love about you is that you're excited about my gig on June 7th at the Hideout in Chicago, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. I'm doing two tapings of my live tapings of my podcast, I Seem Fun. So at 7 and 10, and my show is an hour and a half of improvised comedy from me. So
can I tell you what I'd be proud of?
So if everyone came to my show.
I don't ask for money for the show.
Come to Jen's show.
Okay. Yes. Like,
it's an hour of me babbling for an hour and a half.
It's not that.
To One I Seem Fun. They'll fall in love with me.
Here's who I know I could rattle to get out. It's not people. There's so many people probably that are like, they would genuinely go, I got to fucking do that.
And
that's where they're at right now.
It's 100 people and there's
two
shows.
Then as it gets closer, I'm trying to fucking help you.
No,
would you shut up? Trying to help you.
I'm
trying to give the speech here to get people to go out and see. It's not easy.
Did you get the grilled cheese? I'm waitressing at the same time.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have talked to you like that. I forgot you weren't a waitress.
Go ahead.
Listen. There's a lot of people I would imagine in the category that in the beginning they're like, you know how it is when someone you think is funny is coming to your city and you're like, oh, we got to go. And then as time gets closer, don't make this something you don't do because I'm telling you, I don't give this that iron. Like there's a lot of people
it's
I think are funny.
It's not my stand-up though.
Oh.
It's my live taping of my podcast.
Wah, 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 wah.
No, but my podcast is a 90-minute, I just make shit up off the top of my head and talk about what I'm thinking that week and it's funny.
I'm sure
it's
great.
Very funny.
Folks, wait till she's doing the stand-up.
I'm
sorry. I can't endorse you just babbling like a fucking idiot.
No, it's really funny.
I'm kidding. Oh. Jen, shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Whatever you would be doing, I give my stamp. Like
show singing easy listening songs and I just
That's not so much fun. Oh. But listen, let me finish my compliment or I'm going to keep throwing in the insults. Hello. My friends here, the Belches. God bless you for doing that, even though I hate that.
I hate it too. That's why
it's so fucking great because it's so probably what the boy. That's why it's so great.
Right,
why does that make it so great? Knowing that that's not.
Because I'm not taking advantage.
Yeah, listen.
Yes, Sam.
Okay,
go
hold
ahead.
On. All right,
hold wait. On. Everyone, go.
I do mean this. Whether it's your stand up, whether it's podcast, I'm going to go long, but I'm going to give you a compliment.
Please compliment.
Okay.
There's a lot of
people that I think are really funny. I mean, really. Like if they came in every week, I'd be thrilled. They're funny. Men and women. This is not just about. This has nothing to do with either. It just has to do with comedians. No.
He's gonna get distracted.
By the way,
don't let him lose.
Okay,
his train
I won't.
About
I'll still say what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Only the music's so inappropriate that it makes it bearable.
It's
maybe the music makes it digestible.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing this. Okay, but I'm gonna do George Carlin. So there's a lot of people I know that I think are really funny. Doing comedy on the road, doing an hour takes. It's a different type of funny.
You bet I do it every
And you just
weekend.
Gotta fucking do it. And the more you do it, the more you turn into somebody that's fucking funny in L.A. And by the way, that's not a bad category to be in.
No, but I play Texas.
Shut up.
Florida, New York.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to shut the echo off. I am trying to give you a compliment, and you won't. I have a way that I have to plateau. Well, no, you're not.
I was fucking with you.
You were?
Yes. All right, go ahead.
I'm so into this compliment.
All right, go ahead. No, I'm going to move over here. Look at me. I'm physically moving away from the
Can I tell you?
I won't fuck with you.
Can I tell you something, and I'll feel better? You know that to George Carlin, but I'm high right now.
Oh.
But yes, but the part I'm serious about
is. I didn't know you did drugs.
I do want to really give you this compliment.
All right, so I'm going to move away from the mic.
All this yelling at you comes from a place of crazy love.
I know. Tell
you,
them.
Do you believe me?
Much, yeah, of course I do. I know
right.
you in
okay.
real life.
To George Carlin.
Yes, to JC. GC.
Okay.
Tell them I'm going to move away from the mic. Tell them all you're going to say. So no one's funny except me. I get.
It's
if someone
be.
Came to the podcast, you'd be okay. happy, but not. You know.
Okay, ready? Okay.
I'm over here. That's how the audience knows I'm dead fucking serious.
You still have to sing.
I know. Go ahead.
And you guys are okay for an after show?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not? Yes, you are. Let's order Chinese food.
Give me the compliment.
All right, listen. Turn her mic off. I was talking to my friend Bill O'Reilly today. He goes, that's what you do. You turn their mic off. He goes, oh, I go, well, I would book guests that I would want to turn their mic off. Oh, I bring on guests that I'd like to shut their mics off. Well, then maybe you should book people that you could learn from instead of yell at.
My
guess what?
The same
I'm going to overly give myself credit. That came out great. Why doesn't Bill O'Reilly have people on the show that he thinks are smarter than him? In certain areas, that doesn't mean he can't think he's evolved. But what does that say about yourself when all you do is bring on people that you yell at? Well, okay, that's okay, too. I get that. You have the opposing view on. There's nothing like a good argument.
Yeah.
But why don't you? When do you bring someone on that makes you have to grow?
When you're not a narcissist, right?
Yeah.
The real version of the word, not the one that people think he means.
No. Yeah, I get it. All right, listen.
So I'm over here now.
Okay, now, turn her mic off for real. Okay, listen. There's a lot of comedians. It's a compliment. It's not a bad category to be in. They can do 20 minutes in L.A. or 30, maybe. But 20 is their really sweet spot. And they're funny. If I had a show, I'd fucking get them in there to write on it. This is not to discredit that. But to do an hour on the road, you got to take that. You need that. And then you just got to start doing it and doing it and doing it. And a lot of acts don't. I still fucking love them for 20 minutes. But to see someone be able to do an hour, you go, you'll know what I mean. Then you go, they're a comic. They're a fucking comic. It's like, it's a... All right, shut up. So I'm telling you, and I wouldn't say this about a lot of people. There's a handful I would, but you're in it. Yeah, they're going to fucking do well. You go out and see them, they're not going to disappoint. They won't let it happen. She's going to do great because the audience is unbelievable and she just does a great show. Or they're not and she fucking gets them there. It's going to go well, even if you have to do what you got to fucking do. So, yeah, that's those. And you know what else? I feel that way about, like, Yeah. Okay, so now I'm done complimenting you.
I'm going to cry. Because one of the biggest paranoias I have, and it could be a comedian thing or a Jen thing, is that I am not seen as a real comic by real comics.
Can I tell you why I say that like that? Because I always thought you were funny. And I want to be very careful to say this. Some people I might think of in that category just because I've just seen them in L.A. I've never seen them on the road.
Right.
You're not writing them off. You're just going, they're fucking funny. But then one day you learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
So the other category, there might be people I think that about, but I'm 1 month away from saying the same thing. Oh, guess who I finally saw? And they were... But you,
right.
When I saw you, it was like a year ago. I was like, "Oh, Jen's a fucking yeah."
But it's weird,
I had never seen you do an hour before.
That.
We were, and I liked you, and I thought you were funny. But you go, "Oh, she's one of those." Maybe it's better to say not a comic because that sounds like you're dismissing the others. And here's the better way to say it because it's the cleaner way. It's the going, "Oh, she can do a fucking hour."
Oh, right.
That's what you're saying. You're going, yeah, she can, because there's got to be different levels, and you an hour, not just with the best crowd in the world either, because. Look, there's the best crowd in the world, and when you have them, yeah, we're gonna fucking love it, and we deserve that sometimes. But down from that isn't the worst crowd in the world. Down from that is someone that if you know what you're doing, you can turn them into the best crowd.
Yeah, some people
that's
don't
what
realize.
You do.
People love to ask you about heckling, and you're like, please, that's easy.
Yeah.
It's the crowds that you go, okay, they laughed. Oh, and now they're listening with a silence that's deafening, and then they're going to laugh at the next punchline. It's a joke per joke basis. I haven't won them over as a person, and there's a difference.
But you will get them too.
Yeah, but the audience won't know. But the comedian will feel like shit if they never won them over, even if they laughed at every joke.
And can I tell you how? Yeah. And I'm be very analytical about it. How I think you can do that, including me, and I'm saying you. You gotta if you're gonna tease them a little and say, "Hey, come on, folks, we can do better than this." Mm-hmm. You gotta fucking perform. And I think that's why you're able to do it because you can't razz them unless then you have something to offer.
Well, then you got to ramp it up and you got to throw your fucking closer in then. You start with it.
Yeah.
And by the way,
I don't mean like to do it, to even go into a rhythm that I don't want to go in and start being more overly genic. No, I don't want to overly energetic. I don't want to kill if I have to fake my energy.
No.
I won't do that. That's not what I'm talking about.
Give yourself a weird challenge or just love it more than energy.
Just to pounce it out.
Yeah.
You know, if you make fun of them and they laugh at themselves, just fucking now start just doing comedy for a little while. Prove to them, you give it to me, and I'll. So what I'm now look, hey, and I'm not trying to act overly positive. There's an audience below that, where you try real hard and it never really happens as much as you want. Okay, that exists too. I'm saying sometimes you can take a crowd,
sometimes they turn,
and you can get them to get really good, and that's fun to do that. And Jen can do that.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the always funny Jen Kirkman.
No, don't say always funny. That's, you know.
I know. Shut up. Listen, can you, can I get the prime rib with the mashed potatoes? Oh,
Todd,
shit. I forgot again. I swear to God, I didn't know.
Okay, but I just want to let you know.
Oh, my God.
There's not even a kitchen here.
Jen, you are really pulling the sex card. You know, I think. I just thought you were.
All right, you know what? Maybe I went on.
Is the salad bar open to midnight?
Todd, there's not even food here.
Again, I swear to God, I know. I was looking right at you. Now I feel like an idiot. I'm sorry. I swear to God, I wasn't.
Okay.
Jen Kirkman is a comedian. She's very funny, and I'm glad that she was here. And is there any way I can get a dessert to go?
We don't.
Oh my God! I swear to God, I forgot
again.
I know. Okay, let me just stop it. Jen Kirkman, thank you for being here as a comedian.
Why are you handing me your visa?
Okay, because I'm sorry. Oh fuck, that was so embarrassing. Did you have to say something?
We don't even take visa, by the way. If it was a restaurant, I just have a feeling.
Okay, Jen Kirkman.
All right, we do take diners.
My comedian.
But I'm not a waitress.
Jen Kirkman, my comedian guest of the night. We'll be back. Do you validate? Oh, yeah. There's no other way to say goodnight. Just seriously get into this.
Okay.
And end on a funky, it's just such a great funky
If I
close.
Do it right, it'll be good.
You can't do it wrong. We got
I've
the
never
lasers.
Heard this song before, so I'm just want to let you know I've never heard it before. So I'm going to try to play along with the beat.
Robbie Kirkoff to George Carlin brought a laser machine in here tonight that is like
amazing.
The whole ceiling. It overcomes
like
the whole
concert.
Room. Yeah, it's I'm buying it. So
please,
we got
I know,
that.
I want to please keep it going during the song.
We got the bubble machine, the smoke machine, and it is just and then this song comes on.
All right.
So that's
Everyone
what that's
that.
What we're gonna do. We're gonna get it all going.
Yeah.
So picture
I
all
hope,
that.
I hope I can get this song. I've never heard.
What
right.
a better way to close.
What a better way. Oh, Pepper, what is that?
Listen to Aristotle on the drums, along with the drums that are...
Never know how much I care when you put your arms around me. I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me. Fever when you hold me tight. In the morning, fever all through the night. Sunlight's of daytime, moonlight's of the night. I light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. Give me fever.
Now give me a little bit of tambourine.
When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. In the morning, fever all through the night. Captain Swift and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, no, don't you dare. He gives me fever when he kissed me. Fever when he holds me tight. Fever! Daddy, won't you treat him right?"
Oh, yeah.
Now you listen to my story. Here's a point that I have made.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
We're going to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we're giving fever.
You want to do a solo on the drum?
When we kiss, yeah, no fever if you live and learn. Now, uh-oh, fever. Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
You are listening to the After Show on the Todd Glass Network.
Ba-da-da-da.
Get ready. You know, I really, now that Jen's gone, I can play the song I wanted to. I don't think she really appreciated it. Can you play that? Yeah. The other one.
Which song?
Oh. You know, me and Jake, I'm gonna tell you what's going on here. And I think Jake knows it, and I think I know. We're having a battle of the dog shit songs.
Oh, you guys like.
Oh, yeah, he likes the One Dog Shit song, and every time. So what we're going to do is play his.
I'll tell you which one's the best.
And we're going to let you judge.
Can I tell you that? I'll tell you which one's the best. Because I'm a dog shit expert.
Okay, well, that's obvious. But one of the.
In all fairness, Rachel told me that. She said he knows a lot about shit.
Before you make your decision, we'll listen to him, obviously. But just remember, one of the songs is upbeat. It's got a great beat to it. And then it happens to be about dog shit, which is like, I would
funny.
Listen, I would
like, okay, let's
funny,
calm
one
down.
Of them. Funny, one of them that you're going to hear, it doesn't sound like there's you get a headache because there's too much going on. There's an old-fashioned sort of bubblegum sort of beat in the cleaner version one of them is. You'll decide.
All right, let me hear him.
And don't lie to us.
I will.
Which one would you like
I
to hear first?
I swear to God, I'm not going to lie
Robbie?
To you.
Just play.
Whatever,
yeah, I don't
whatever
care.
Whatever one isn't yours, Jake.
No. Don't let him know.
Oh,
okay.
Do you
okay,
know which
yeah, okay,
one he
no,
likes?
No. Actually, I don't know which.
Do you know?
No. I promise.
To
I don't
George
know.
Carlin. Do
to
you know?
George Carlin. I don't know.
Okay.
Which song?
Okay.
Is
to
yours.
George Carlin. Then we don't stop the song. We don't interrupt it. We let him listen to it and decide which dog shit song is better.
Okay.
If it's yours, it's yours. Can I tell you something? I think it probably will be yours.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I want it to be yours.
I want it. Well, I think it will be maybe because, you know, I get it, but I still like mine better.
I got a dog shit song here, too.
Please, don't be rude.
Okay.
Don't be lying about dog shit songs.
No, I'm sorry. I don't
They're not
dog
as
dog
easy
no
as
No one wants
you.
To listen to your act, right?
I don't. Oh, my God. He's so
right,
he's please? So bad. No, seriously. He's so bad. Okay. Go play one. Let it play.
Okay. Yesterday, I walked along a tree-lined avenue. Just thinking of the one I loved, and suddenly I knew
I stepped on some dog shit.
On my shoe. Dog shit on my shoe. Ooh-wee, hot diggity dog, there's dog shit on my shoe.
This is quality programming.
Oh, shit, there's some dog shit on my
Try
shoe.
Try to wipe it off.
I don't want to give it away.
I'm going to get my wife to come clean my dog shoe. My dog shoe? It's not even a thing. Okay.
Dog shit on my sock.
I don't know. I feel like this is... Okay, let's hear the next one. Let's hear the next one. I get...
Well, here's what we'll do. You'll play this. Stop it. Then you'll play the other one. Then you'll play this. And then the other one.
Okay, just keep playing it. Keep playing them.
Okay, go ahead.
The same one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that one?
Yesterday I walked.
No, play the other one. Play the other one.
Yeah, the other one.
I stepped in something.
It's like if Little Richard sang about dog shit. Right?
I got shit in my boots.
He got shit in his boots?
Yeah, reverb!
Wait, did he have shit in his boots?
Dog, 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 dog shit. You gotta.
So, Robbie.
Oh, well, are we playing again?
Dog, dog, dog shit. I stepped in dog shit.
Who's making dog shit?
All right, listen. Okay. Stop. You're making a mockery of this. This is a serious dog shit competition.
Yeah, I'm the,
play the other one.
I'm
I got
the number one
away.
Dog shit song and, judge
and
in America.
By the way, don't guess which one I like better.
Oh, would.
But
oh,
you're going.
I thought we were
one?
Guessing which one I like.
Right,
that's
all
right.
That matters.
Well, yeah. We're hoping.
But I don't care what you think.
No, but we're hoping you pick our song. We're hoping you pick our song.
We just don't want to be unfair by you knowing.
Play the other one again.
Yesterday I walked along a tree-lined avenue, just thinking of the one I loved. And suddenly,
wait, Canine Avenue? Is that just a street all dogs
shoe.
Live on? This is like a dog street.
On my shoe.
Yes.
Well, this guy's fault. He's walking down K9 Avenue.
You're
going to step in some shit.
Because now it's on my song.
Okay, now.
Can you play the other one?
No? Oh, okay.
I want to hear it again. I just like hearing songs about dog shit.
And I slipped and I fell and it hurt my hell. I stepped in something.
hell, baby. And I slipped and I fell and he hurt my hell, yeah.
Go.
Hey, play the other one.
Play the other one. Let it breathe a little, like you let that
yesterday
one
I walked along a gray-lined avenue, just thinking of the one I loved, and suddenly I knew that there was dog shit on my
shoe. He's thinking about the love of his life, and he just falls in shit.
Ooh, he had diggity out of his dog shit on my
shoe. My love at home, I'm going to slip in some shit.
Wipe it off.
Oh, you don't want me to talk over it?
No.
Oh, you don't want me to talk over it?
I'm laughing how much you're analyzing it. It's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm sitting here, let the dog shit song breathe.
It's like a fine wine.
Dog shit on my sock.
All right. Dog shit on the sock. Oh, there's different levels.
I was just thinking of my wife at home, and I just slept on some shit.
Oh, you want me to play the piano and you can sing a song about it? I'll flop my hands on the piano.
I'm walking through the park, and there was some shit at the park. And there was dogs at the park, and there was shit at the park, and I just fell. I just fell.
I think I heard this.
I just fell in some dog
Stop.
Shit.
Stop it. We're making a mockery
dog
of this.
Dog shit. I fell. Oh, we're done?
To George Carlin, which one do you pick?
Oh, which one do I pick to George Carlin?
Yeah, we're not going to not play the game. This is the after show. We still have to think about
okay,
people.
Okay, well, what do I get
before
for
it? Before we continue, whichever song yours was, Todd, I'll give you the chance right now to switch over, because if you think, honestly, that my song was better, then that means...
Yes,
that
I want to.
I commend you for being honest.
I do want to switch songs with him. Well, maybe I'm not saying it's switching. Maybe I should just say, okay, now I think I... Okay, no, hold on.
No,
it's a hard one. What if I feel like I know which song is which? What if that's how, after hearing these songs, knowing you two human beings, I know which song you guys picked? What will you give me to pick your song?
Well, I think you do know.
What do I get if I pick your song?
I think that the chances of you getting which one when I picked is 100%. Okay, so guess which one do you think I picked?
Okay, you definitely picked the old-timey one.
I knew it. You're right. right. So I knew you would know.
Yeah.
But the question is, hold on one second.
Also, Jake's makes it way more fun to fall in shit. It sounds like a fun time.
That's why I wanted to switch. Because once we started... But first of all, notice I was very mature about it when his was playing. Didn't I dance around?
I could tell it was eating it. You're like, he's talking about my song.
Oh, I know. Because
he's talking about my song.
Here's you. Play the other one. I'll be you. You don't say anything now because I'm you.
I stepped in something. Yeah. And I slipped and I fell and it hurt like hell. Yeah. I stepped in something.
This is you.
This is me?
Yeah, this is you. Watch. I'm just dancing around having fun.
Go.
Okay, now pause it. Pause it. Now here's you. Here's you during mine.
Yesterday,
I don't understand. Is it dog shit? Who's walking down the street? I don't understand. Is it, does everybody go out? Then it's his fault if you're stepping in shit. Then the dog's not fault. Is it a street where all the dogs live? I don't understand why you're walking down the street. If it's a dog street in a dog neighborhood, then you're not going to blame. And then I go, well, you're not even listening. And then he plays the other one.
I stepped in something.
Let me hear Todd's again. Let me hear Todd's.
Yesterday.
What? Yesterday? What? I don't understand if they stepped in dog shit and he lived in... Is it Dog Alley? Is it the Alley Cat? Am I Gilbert Godfrey on a roll? Is it... What type of dog shits on the carpet? What? Why would you ever take a dog out of... Well, first of all, if it shits on his carpet, then what are you...
Why are you frequenting dog neighborhoods?
Why are you frequenting dog neighborhoods?
I'm a cat person.
I love other cats.
What should we talk about?
Let's get serious.
You
want to get serious, Aristotle?
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music... Shit.
It's always fun.
The countdown will begin this morning at 9, right here on WMNS 13. God damn, what a call letter. Let me do it again.
I think he likes getting upset.
The countdown will begin this afternoon at 1, right here on the entertaining 1410 WHLN.
Oh, fuck! Fuck!
God! WKRM.
All right.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2.
All right. Okay, you're fine. You're fine. Just do it again. Come in. WKRP. WKRP.
All right. Thank you for listening to WRX. Shit!
It's okay.
It's okay. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so what is it again?
Just come on in once. I got the opening. We can just we can put it together.
Yeah, the opening. We can re-edit it.
All you do
we can
just
edit it in.
KRP, Philadelphia station that
KRP,
people love listening to.
Okay.
KRP, people's Philadelphia station.
Okay, KRP, Philadelphia station.
Okay.
Got it.
Go ahead.
All right. Do we have any music I could ramp
There's
up?
There's no music.
Okay,
we're
okay.
Going to lay it in later.
Okay. All right. Thank you for listening to WKRP in Los Angeles. Shit!
Okay, it's not a big deal.
Oh, okay. Keep. I mean, thank you for listening to.
Well, we're gonna have to go.
Joy in the morning. No, fuck, it's the wrong show.
Get so angry with yourself, you threatened to do. Hold on, you do it again. I go, it's all right, but you're like, no, there's something wrong with me. Okay, you ready?
Okay, wait, let's.
All right, so you're gonna
just we'll bring it right in. I'm in the other room.
Yeah, I like that.
WKRP.
WKRP. Philadelphia.
The music to reminisce to.
All right.
And then normally you'd have it written in front of you, and I would just
WKRP. Music you reminisce to,
yeah.
Right? Is that
yeah.
it? That's all you got to do.
For this bit, I think you should just be reading it off a piece of paper instead of me feeding it to you, because I'm exhausted.
This is your show, Todd.
I know. It's hard. I mean, you know, Jen Kirkman was all over my shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think, were her ears filled with shit? Because these headphones smell terrible.
You know, I wanted to say. Did you see the big car she drives up in? She has
yeah.
a Rolls Royce.
A big Rolls Royce.
Why
like
was I talking about
that? It's an SUV Rolls Royce.
She's an SUV Rolls Royce. I bet they do have an SUV.
I don't know if they do.
What were those chocolate candies that were Rolls?
Oh, wait, what were WKRP?
Rolls.
I like to picture those with wheels, and that's what a Rolls Royce is.
Play more of this to get him in the mood to imitate
it. Yeah, give me some mood.
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music. Shit. The countdown will begin this
oh, you know
morning
what I just
at 9,
realized?
Right here
Pause
on WMNS 13.
I'm not going to be able to play this. I literally just realized that he's going through some health issues now. So is this
oh, yeah.
disrespectful?
Oh, really? The radio guy?
Oh, he's going through like
yeah, well,
dementia?
I know that, yeah, I think so. And his family's having a custody battle.
Yeah,
over
he's only like 25.
No, he's more like
oh.
80.
Oh, he's 80.
Casey Kasem, what do you mean he's 25?
Oh, that was Casey Kasem. I don't know.
25.
I didn't know who that was.
Okay.
All I heard was I didn't know what was going on.
I thought
on.
You knew what he looked like.
No, I don't know who we're talking about.
That makes sense.
No, I know who Casey Kasem is, but I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, he's been around
I'm a terrible
forever.
Person.
He's been around forever. I shouldn't.
Yeah,
I you know
it.
What? So what? You didn't know.
But
I
he
shouldn't.
Actually has dementia.
Yes.
Oh, now I'm just making fun of him.
No, no, you're not. We. This is very funny to hear someone doing this. It's. I think the answer to this is it's fine.
Was this a real recording? Or was this a bit?
No, this was real. This was real.
Oh, this is real?
Yeah, this is real.
Oh my.
These guys, here's what I think it's okay, because first of all, I didn't go into it. It has nothing to do with the plight he's in. This has to do with making fun of him at a prime mm-hmm. of his career. And I think it's always funny to hear these because I know what it's like even, you know, and he's making a lot of money and doing so many of them. I've tried to do quick things and you get frustrated. You're like, fuck. So you're just hearing nothing bad.
Yeah.
But it's funny to hear someone we know to be so, you're listening to Casey Kasem. And it's always, and then he's like, motherfucker. I think these guys, to be honest,
listening.
I think it's part of their shtick. Like, you know, they're in the room, you know, it's a big deal, the recording, Casey Kasem, the American top 140, he probably shows up in a town car and he's like, son of a fuck! Why can't I get it? They're like, this guy really takes it serious. I was in there with Casey Kasem the other day. What a mouth on that guy. He loves the story that, suck my balls! Scott Starr!
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon
at
2.
Can we not start
right here
from the beginning every time?
The countdown tomorrow
right here
will
on
begin
what?
At 2.
On
right here on WYG.
All right. Wait, WX? Hello, New York. The people. You're listening. What the fuck is this?
If you're talking as, remember like we did the Sandy.
Here we go.
Oh, fuck yourself.
WRLD.
Shit. WRDEL, suck my dick.
The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7, and again Sunday evening.
Do we have a hissing sound that we can play?
Is there a hissing sound?
Can we have a hissing sound like to lay it under it and let us?
What was the hissing sound you were playing under his answering machine?
Jake, do you have a hissing?
Maybe I have a hissing sound.
Jake, get a hissing sound.
Can you get it?
Sound.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Okay. Because I want to do a bit.
Okay.
Jake, you're holding the whole show up by not getting it.
Nobody ever asked nicely, you know?
Can you please?
Appreciate the jingle.
Don't turn asking for music in the bits. Then I can never get music. Get the hissing sound.
Jeez, where'd you get this guy?
Jake Adams. He's a friend of yours. He's a good guy. Why do you gotta come down? I might make a joke with him, but I don't think it's necessary to pounce all over him. I mean, no one knows, you know. No one knows what he goes through over there.
He goes, I don't know.
I've heard him talking to his friends.
So before we start, guys, I will play the hissing sound for you guys really quickly.
Okay,
and
thank
then you.
You
guys can approve it. And then if so, we'll use this one. And if not, I'll find
very
a different
unprofessional.
One.
Can I tell you something?
Is that okay? Oh, you're bumping
the mics?
I think
your hissing sound's going to be great. Yeah, well, you're allowed to bump the mics. Right, we got to hold on one second.
All right.
Here's the guy. Like I'm giving you the direction in the booth. You get overly, like, dirty, but to the point of, like, motherfucker is the sounds you expect out of people. Son of a bitch. But you go. Every time you get it wrong, and you'll decide when you get it wrong, you'll read fake copy. I'll just be the guy, you know, all right, you know. And you get so mad. You're, like, saying things. I don't want to tell you what to say. I just want to enjoy the things you're going to think of. But it's past the point of, God damn it, fuck. It's like, suck my fuck. You know, and then you're getting way too upset, okay?
All right, so, copy one. You can read off of page one, and they're the affiliates.
Is that WPRX where we are?
It's right on that.
Oh, right here on the copy. All right. All right. In about 2 hours, we're going to have the countdown at WPRX. God motherfucking damn it! Son of your motherfucking sucking your mom's pussy!
All right. We're good. We can just come in with the last part.
What was it again?
Philadelphia's rock and roll station.
Philadelphia's rock and roll station.
Midday to talk. Philadelphia's rock station, midday talk.
Okay.
Easing you into the night.
All right.
Philadelphia's rock station with midday talk.
Okay, which one is it? You're saying a bunch.
It's Philadelphia's rock.
You're saying a lot. Which one is it?
Philadelphia's rock station.
Philadelphia's rock.
Midday talk show.
Midday talk. Okay, that's
easing
it?
Easing you into the night.
Okay, there's three things now? I thought there was two. Now you're adding
three. It's a three. It's Philadelphia oldies.
Okay, I thought it was rock.
Philadelphia rock. Sorry, okay. I messed up. Philadelphia.
It's okay. This is your, it's your thing. I'm not the one. It's not my advertisement. Philadelphia rock.
Okay,
Now I messed up.
Son of a bitch! What the fuck is wrong with me? I'm trying to give this guy direction, and I can't fucking communicate! What the fuck is wrong with me? I've got a responsibility!
I am sorry, it is not. You're right, it was oldies.
Are you okay, man?
No! I can't be but. No!
You're really freaking me out. You have a really big temper. It's really.
Well, you were right. I was supposed to tell you rock and roll.
Okay.
It's Philadelphia's.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll station.
Okay, so Philadelphia's rock and roll station.
Midday talk. Easing you into the night with the oldies.
Philadelphia's
hey,
rock
guys,
and roll station.
Hey, guys, I'm the producer on the show. So let me just say one thing really quick.
What?
Which we have our kind of on a time crunch, so if we could just get this wrapped up in the next.
Yeah, you're not helping,
you know.
Man. We're trying to get it.
Philadelphia,
okay?
Just
let
repeat
the
after
will you
me.
Let the professionals work?
Repeat
will you
it.
Let the professionals work? Is this the kind of environment we work in where we just have anybody coming up to the microphone
what type
and
of
just
blabbing
their goddamn intern mouth? He doesn't even work
why do
here.
I hire
he doesn't even
why
get
do I
paid. Who is
what?
It? What is he got a Boston hat?
You.
Oh, Boston strong. Big deal.
I'm
who
worse.
Gives a
I'm
fucking
worse.
Shit?
I'm worse
who
than
gives
you.
It? This is
no,
unprofessional.
I'm more responsible. I should be angrier than you.
This is your thing, man.
So this is exactly the type
studio,
of behavior.
You're trying to act upset, and I'll pull the same thing. You know, you want to be a guy who takes your work so seriously?
Yeah.
What if the guy in the booth started doing that? Ah!
Then we
fucking son of a motherfucker.
You need help.
All right, I feel better now.
Okay, I didn't realize how much that would affect you guys.
Yeah, man, I thought we already told you we're good.
Jesus.
Jeez.
Can you play a little more of it now? Listen to his; it won't seem so bad.
Amateur hour over here.
Yeah, but you get what you pay for.
Okay, what were we doing here? It's WPRX.
In all fairness, this is Casey Kasem. WDHP.
He's gross.
He burped.
The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at...
Oh, this is a gross one. He just keeps burping?
your favorite music radio. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2. And again Sunday afternoon at 2. Sunday afternoon at 2. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2. And again Sunday afternoon at 2 right here on the VHB FM, your favorite music radio.
What if we're making people barf right now?
Just burping and farting into their ears?
That's not my style of comedy, but I was doing it and I was laughing. I didn't stop because I wasn't... I didn't stop because I was bored.
It's fun to do.
I stopped because
if we're having fun, they're having fun.
Well, that's what I used to tell myself until I got some mean letters.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I used to think the same thing.
Todd, when you're having fun, we're not having fun. That was the letter.
That's exactly what it said. He reads them.
Sure. Oh, you don't even read your own mail anymore?
Well, he reads them before me. Because he takes out the mean things. And he texts them to me so I get them quicker. Why would you have
just
that?
Just sending you the meanest stuff from the internet all the time.
My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst.
This is how I feel right now.
I never saw this movie.
And what? Then I remember.
Pause it for 1 second, please.
To relax.
Start it from the beginning. When I was doing that dog shit bit.
Oh, that was, yeah, the dog shit bit?
That was so stupid. We're sitting there really wanting you to pick our dog shit song.
What is
my ride's here? My ride's here.
My ride's here.
My ride's here.
That's
my ride's here.
You know what? Can I tell you? You're right.
We're not supposed to laugh.
Because screeching is just as funny. Anytime you can say your ride's here, the typical one is the ambulance. Jake, we just heard a and no crash. My ride's here. That means whoever's picking him up screeches into the parking lot. And I give him credit. I give him an A. I get a second place because I think I thought of it before you, though it was after him.
Oh,
did you yell it out?
I
And then how'd he say it quicker?
Because. He just kept saying his right. He just kept repeating it.
I don't know. Tell you the truth, I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know. I do.
Oh, we do?
He said when he heard the screech, my ride's here. And I give him, that's the quicker comedian in that moment. Everybody wants to say that first. Jake, he gets the prize.
Jake out comedianed us all right there.
Absolutely. And it's okay. Keep sharp. You want to be the next one. If you hear an ambulance, you say it. I talked about it last week on the show. I'm not fucking around, people.
Yeah, I did a lot of mics this week.
But when I was doing that, you're very sharp. When I was doing that show, and I was and we were contemplating which dog shit, we really wanted you to pick our song. And yeah, those are the moments in life when I feel...
My heart fills up like a balloon that's about to burst.
To George Carlin. It sounds silly using this as an example.
I remember.
Now I just took it. I took a big dog shit all over your song the whole time it played.
And then it flows through me like rain. And I can't feel anything but gratitude for every single moment of my stupid...
No, that's not true.
Did you want me to pick your song, Tom?
No, I'm including part of enjoying it is that we got to argue about it.
Then you made
me feel bad. You're like, I should have picked your song. No, I enjoyed the process of you not picking my song. I loved it halfway through. Jake knew that I wanted to go... I think Jake's... I knew it. I thought, Jake's is better. And then when he said, would you like the opportunity to take mine? That was very kind of him.
Yeah.
He didn't have
you
to
can
do
switch
that.
Sides. You can come over here.
You can get off your sinking ship and come to dry land.
I really still wanted to be friends right after the song. And I offered you an opportunity to just switch to my side.
I would even say it was like
a forfeit. I wouldn't call it that. More of a draw. A friendly draw.
Thank you.
Where I
go see,
still in my mind know that I won.
Hey, a friend of mine, you know that song I like? I Can Help.
But seriously, your song sucked.
A friend of mine.
Oh, do you want to go?
But let's play the real version. I want to tell people who we're going to see. Okay. This is Lynn's version, but we're going to go see the real guy who does it. But so.
Oh, Lynn's not the real guy?
Well, if you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Okay, so a friend of mine's up the street, and we were going to go see him. Okay, I don't want to do the bit this way. I do it wrong again. There's a guy up the street, he's singing this. I guess it's in his repertoire of songs, so we're going to go see him sing it, okay? And
yeah, I heard he was pretty good.
Okay, you know what? Let's not even...
So it's not...
I think it's worth... resetting up this bit again. It doesn't have
to
be this...
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what's
going on. It doesn't have to be this song. That's ruining the bit. We got to give it some reality. Okay. Hey, a friend of mine's performing up the street.
Mm-hmm.
if it happens to be a song we like on the show, that'll happen in real time, right? We'll find it out when it happens. That's not why we're going to see someone perform. Who would go, hey, there's a guy off the street that sings a song we like. Maybe we should go watch him for an hour and a half and hope he does a good version of it. No. This guy is already, he's got a good rep.
He's established.
He's established. He's not a household name.
It's
going to
be good no matter what.
It's going to be good no matter what. And then he just, well, that's what we hear. That's what everybody talks about.
But it would be terrible if they didn't play your song.
Well, no. Oh. No. But we get pretty excited when he maybe goes to play it. You know, we're like, oh, yeah.
And then he doesn't play it.
Well, why don't
he, like, starts to play it, and then he doesn't play it just because he knows you're coming? He's just messing with you?
No, I think what would happen. Hold on. Now I'm lost. Hold on. Oh, maybe you'll see what'll happen. I keep forgetting we have a
I keep forgetting too.
You're guessing things that are going to happen, and we have a planned bit.
Yeah, I'm always.
So I'm I can't do your way because we don't. we have a certain way it has to go. That's why I was like, wait, how?
Well, I've just been derailing the bit for minutes.
But I didn't know how to tell you that because
you're aware. Edit that out.
Here's you. If I can tease you a little bit. His conductor, he'll blow up his music stand.
Is that
maybe
really what
it could be that his band starts, but then they stop. Maybe it could be, or maybe it could be the pre-recorded bit that we have.
What is a professional show, Robbie? We set up bits.
Yeah.
You know what? Some amateur.
God damn it! No, I gotta defend you.
Holy shit, I've been coming to this podcast.
Oh, don't bang the table when you're upset.
I'll bang the table. I've been coming to this podcast.
Yes.
And I've been sick of this horse shit.
Of my amateur hour.
Did you not know he set up bits?
No, I totally forgot.
I'm gonna to George Carlin defend you. You didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I thought we were starting the bit, but then we just took. We never
coincidentally.
Started the bit.
See, here's why I'll always stop
the
bit.
Let's just start the bit.
Let me in. Remember I was trying to compliment George and Jane Kirkman and she wouldn't let me? Shut the fuck up and let me defend you.
I'm over here.
No, come back to the table. You done?
I'm done.
I'm being totally serious. You didn't do anything wrong. All you did was like, we just happened to have a bit ready. We could have been talking about something there was no bit ready, and you could have been guessing things we would have done. So in this case, we just happen to have it. But I don't think – wait a second. It's not like a big deal what you were saying. Oh, wait. You were doing a bit. You were like, I can't believe it. I what did you just give yourself the – your
he was getting too mad at himself, so we couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was trying to do the other bit.
Well, no. You should get mad at yourself because I didn't want to tell you. I'm done doing a bit. You're fucking up this show. Okay, I was trying to be nice. I was trying to say, like, no, it's a different energy. I don't like this bit. I don't like when bits involve any insecurity of anybody because you always want to think you're being funny anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like bits that I'm doubting.
You just ruined it.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Let's not do it then.
I wanted to
this
guy's house already?
Okay, listen.
What are we doing?
Because when I'm high, I get insecure. You might be. I don't want you later to go, yeah, I didn't know if you were really, like, getting frustrated. And I just, you know no, right?
You're getting frustrated.
No, you know I'm you stupid pile of shit. I'm trying to be nice. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you going to do, right? There was that stuff I was just talking about, and now we'll talk about different stuff.
Oh, finally.
Oh, hey, your mother. I'm into your mother jokes lately.
Oh.
Like, just
crude
ones just amongst my friends. Like, just for no reason to just say the most crude. I won't even say it now, but it's like.
Well, like what?
Your mother sucks, you know, like something just so, for no reason at all. Like, just, it's funny to me because it's, maybe because it's so unnecessary.
Like, yeah, my mom does kind of suck. She's not a good mom.
I think your mom is a good mom because you've told me stories about her. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you know about this? I guess this song is sweeping the nation. Oh, what is this? The after show. After show, heard on the after
Joe
show.
Joe Jingles are always so good.
Well, we're going to go around the room, and we're going to, first of all, what do we end with? Let's think of some. Maybe, you want to do Fever? Can you sing?
Fever?
Fever! Fever. How about you? Is anybody here
fever.
Sing? Can you
fever.
Sing? Can you sing Aristotle?
I can sing.
I've been singing.
Fever. Well, you know, we've had people say they can sing. And
I can.
They
I can
really can
kind
sing.
Of. Not really. Not. It's not like I can really.
Well, we're not looking like.
I can
like,
hold a. I can hold a note.
You, I mean, you held that one word pretty well.
I can hold.
Isn't that what I noted?
Can I tell you how, in such high esteem that I hold you for saying that? The longest joke I've ever laughed at was between me and a friend. I don't see him that often, but his name's Joe Greco. And he made me laugh because in ninth grade, they go, is there anybody that still wants to go for the tryout for the play? They still need a lead singer. And he goes, I'll do it. And I go, that motherfucker's funny. And he made me laugh like he couldn't fake it. Like he, and you know what? If he was funny and his family was funny, kids at that age know funny. Then he knew I knew he was funny. You know what I mean? Like, because you know what I mean? Because he was right. It was a stupid subtlety, but it was, I was right to laugh. So years later, I do it. I do it every time I see him. I'll do it. It always makes me laugh. Then you come in here with, I can hold a note.
You know what's kind of interesting about that is that growing up when you were in middle school and stuff, you would find that group that you could make laugh. And that was great. But you never played to everybody in the class. But like that's the same lesson that you like in you don't play
you
and
know,
make everybody laugh and stand up or just yourself.
It's true. You're right. You find that niche of friends and you have a very specific sense of humor. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, even if it's a sense of humor part of the group I don't hang out with, it's still specific. You're still pleasing each other. Because
you're all into the same dumb stuff.
Yeah, like me, my friend John Biederman, my friend Dave Olson, my friend Jim
Jackson
Madden.
Van Ron.
Jackson Van Ron. Jackson was funny.
When you guys would fight, though, you guys would play with like toys and stuff. When you get mad, he would just eat cereal.
We'd just get mad. Yeah, me and Jackson, we would just get mad.
How old were you?
I was 10.
You guys would just eat cereal when
Jackson,
you're mad?
Jackson Van Ron is a friend. That's my real name. I'm going to be honest with you. I swear to God. My real name is Jackson Van Ron.
Oh, Jackson Van Ron?
Yeah, that's my real name.
Oh, it's a good name. Why did you make it Todd Glass?
Well, my parents thought
Todd Glass
it sounded
is a lot worse.
So you're fighting with yourself eating cereal.
I'm fighting with myself.
So this is like Fight Club.
Jackson Van Ron is my birth name, but my parents thought it sounded too Jewy. I'm just kidding. So what are we going to do? Heard it on the Todd Glass Show. Oh, what song? We should pick a song.
Do
we could all
my
do.
My grandma thing?
My grandmother.
Oh, yeah. Robbie does a podcast with his grandmother.
Oh, I want to hear this. Oh, there you go. Great, great. Okay, so what's the name of your podcast?
I haven't decided on a name yet.
We should make one right now.
Okay, do you guys want to help me decide on a name?
First of all, Raising Grandma Hope.
How much of a clip from your
grandmother? It's like 2 minutes.
Okay, it's perfect then.
Yeah.
But first of all, today
she talks very slow because she's like 100 million years old.
When you get to hear somebody's
That's
grandmother
so insulting.
Oh, we
when you get
you know,
to hear
we talk shit on each other all the time.
When you get to hear somebody's grandmother talk, it's a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the real deal.
Yeah, I bet she doesn't even call him Jacobs, though.
Yeah.
She does call me Jacobs, which is weird.
Maybe there is something.
Problems.
Maybe our grandmothers can get into a feud.
You know what my grandmother calls me? Get over here.
I had it way worse than the
You're right, though, about hearing his grandma. It's going to be...
It's going to be nice. So,
she's a nice lady.
And I'm glad that you remembered to play it. Today when Jake told me, he goes, Robbie's going to do a podcast. Something the way he said it, he goes, so far he's interviewed his grandmother. I go, I fucking love it.
I want it to only be my grandma. And then maybe, and each time I'm getting to know different things about my grandma.
Can I tell you something? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Seriously. If you commit to that...
Right, and
know,
then...
It's yep, called interview. Yeah. How about what's it called? Interviewing interviewing.
Her name's Hope. So I was, one's called Robbie's Only Hope is a maybe a name
about,
or Hope This Goes Well.
How about just exactly what it is? Talking to Robbie's grandmother.
Talking to Robbie's grandma.
Because everyone knows what it is. They're gonna
I like
know.
That.
They're gonna know.
Could you have guests on as well to talk
yeah,
to your
we
grandmother?
Could have guests talk about their grandparents and stuff too.
But there is something more pure about just you talking to your grandmother,
mm-hmm.
or maybe other people get to. Bring on their grandmothers.
I think, that would be fun, too.
But I think you start out just talking to your grandmother.
Just my
There's
grandma.
Something
just
real
me,
about
Grammy.
That. You know, like, if it was me, the title would say, Rob talks to his grandmother, and then in small print, yes, every show. That way, there's no fucking doubt about what that show is. If you're flipping by or you see you go, how could that not be great?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do another one with
I'm doing it with my grandmother. I'm sorry. Yeah, I already have the promos done. All right, so let's hear it. Can we just play it now, and then we'll end with a song? Hold on, I'm going to put it through the system so I can.
It might be, this might be better just through the headphones.
Yeah, because sometimes she's a little quiet.
Okay. Let me take a deep breath. So let's. Hi, Mama.
Mama.
Thank you for coming to the after show.
Thanks for having me.
You're a good boy.
Oh, you're a good adult.
Nah, thank you. Don't be disrespectful. You're a good adult. That little wise-ass kid, he goes, I like him, he has gumption. You're a good adult.
Thank you. You're a good old person. You're a good grown-up. You seem responsible.
Thank you. I try to take care of you. If I don't...
Be better to your kids.
I know. They're so stupid, though.
They want a new toy.
I want you to talk to your grandmother and do a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why don't you do it? You call her up?
Oh, I already did it.
You did it?
Yeah.
Well, you're kidding me.
Yeah, I did one episode.
Your grandmother always wanted you to be on a podcast with her.
She's the 88.
Can you play it for me, my son?
I think I have a little clip of prepared.
I think I have a little clip.
I have a clip for you.
Play it for me.
It's already for you.
Here we go.
It's me talking.
We're here
right
now,
grandma.
So we can continue with you. We got to find out more about you.
Oh, you're playing it.
Do you have any questions you want to ask me that you've always wanted to ask?
Oh, this is real.
Though? Yeah.
I can tell you something about you.
Oh, yeah, tell me. There's definitely things I need to know about myself.
You used to be a brat.
Oh, I...
You really were.
I definitely was a brat.
You were.
I was a big brat.
And when I came back to this part of the country and I started seeing you and I just... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no wonder I didn't live here.
He's trained so nicely.
Oh, I'm nice now.
Now you're nice.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm your favorite grandson.
Yes, absolutely.
You heard it here first, Grandma Hopes.
Who's my other grandson?
You have Derek Coleman.
Oh.
Derek. We love Derek dearly.
We do.
We do love Derek. But he's the number two. It just went from being a definitive one to a maybe now?
Oh, I love you both.
Okay, there you go. That's a very PC
answer. Gotta get out of it somehow.
I was a brat.
You were a brat.
Well, besides, I remember one time when you lived in Las Vegas. Not the house with, the spiral staircase, but the other one near Nancy.
Yeah,
that one. You guys had those plastic mats.
Yes.
On the ground, and they have those spikes on the bottom.
Oh, yes.
And I thought it would have been... Marvelous. I thought it would be hilarious if I flipped those over and lay a trap for somebody. And I believe it was Grandpa who ended up walking over those. Or it was my dad. I can't remember who it was. But either way, somebody yelled at me.
See what I mean about being a brat?
Yeah. What else? How else was I a brat?
What?
What do you have in your mind that sticks out where I was being a big brat?
I can see it in my mind, but I can't remember to tell you.
You can't describe it.
No, but I remember you were noisy.
Oh, I'm still noisy.
Running up and down stairs all the time. Getting into all kinds of trouble.
I know what you mean.
I was a troublemaker.
Such a grammar
troublemaker.
I feel like I don't remember a lot of this. Maybe I just blocked it out in my brain. I just imagined that I was a perfect child.
Oh, God.
How dare
that was
you?
Some imagination.
Oh, your headphones falling off?
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah, that gets a round of applause. Come on. Oh. You don't get to that's a treat.
It's an hour.
To get to hear that right now, my heart feels better. Like, you know what I mean?
It's fun.
I feel warm.
It's fun to do.
Yeah, you're running upstairs.
Just because you know what that does? like those names to you are like everybody has those names. You go, remember near Nancy, and she goes, oh yeah, because that's
Nancy's
your life,
her sister.
Yeah, hearing you. Oh, okay.
And she hates her. No, oh. they don't get along.
Right, they overuse the word hate sometimes.
Yeah, not hate, but
I'm saying older people sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. They're
well, old. Everybody does.
They're old,
but you know what? Aristotle had a great way to end the show. Normally we go big production, you know, we're going to go, but you know, let's, and so he said it sarcastically. I go, what do we end the show with, this song? By the way, again, hearing your grandmother, that was so, did we decide on the name?
I don't know.
I think.
You should call it Mama's.
Robbie talking with grandma. Robbie's, every single time.
You know what? I'm not going to give you the pressure to name it right now, but I'm telling you, you should lean towards calling it exactly what it is because people flip by it.
Yeah.
Even with the subtitle, like I said. But you know what? You'll think about it.
I've been thinking about it.
And so people know where to get it now?
Yeah.
If you told them where to go to listen to it?
Oh, I haven't put it up yet. So
when are you going to put it up?
I'll try and put it up by Friday.
Well, if you tell me when you put it up by Friday, then I'll tell them on the opening that
okay.
you did it.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, they're hearing this anyway.
I'll decide, and then you'll have the info.
Yeah. Okay.
Excellent.
All righty. So guess what, everybody? Everybody really, there's a group of people. Now, look, I don't want to overly set this up, but for a very small group of people, yeah, why wouldn't this be a great way to end the show, right?
Happy birthday to you.
We didn't forget.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday
to whoever the fuck you are. Oh, sorry.
One, two, three, four. Happy birthday to you.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.